Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we welcome you high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you from high up in the broadcast booth. And Carter, we got ourselves a good one. It's game number 3 of a 6-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Lynchburg leads the series 2-0, and they lead the all-time series. Folks, how about this? Dating back to 1968, these two teams have squared off nearly every single year. It was the Salem Rebels versus the White Sox of Lynchburg back in the day, and the Hillcats lead it 607-605 all-time. Carter, we came into this week evened up 605 apiece. I mean, that's just a jaw-dropping stat right there.
Which is crazy when you think about it, but what a start to this series for the Lynchburg Hillcats. I mean, they've quite frankly fairly dominated the Salem Red Sox in the first two games. You go back to Tuesday, it was 11-4, and also a similar story in both games is Salem, well, they struck first. I mean, yeah, although Lynchburg did take, I should say, the early 1-0 lead on Tuesday, they led it 4-1 in the third. Miguel Blaze had that 3-run double in the left center field gap, and then he scores on the throwing error to third. The Sox are up 4-1, and they're in good shape, and then they give up a 4 spot in the top of the fourth, and then the rest is history as the Hillcats win that one 11-4. And then yesterday, you go back to Education Day, and I know we're going to talk about it a little bit more on Wednesday. Well, the Hillcats, even though they trailed 1-0 early on, they kind of ran away with things with a 4-run fourth once again in this series, and they won that one 7-2 over at the Salem Red Sox. So just been a strong couple of days here in Salem for the Lynchburg Hillcats and trying to continue that today.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the standings. First in the Carolina League North, 9-2, the team atop it all, the Carolina Mudcats, who the Red Sox played opening weekend here in Salem. They were swept by the Mudcats, who were second-half champs in the Carolina League North a year ago. They look to continue that momentum at the top of the Northern Division. They're followed up by the Fredericksburg Nationals, who sit at 7-4. Down East Wood Ducks are 6-5. They sit at third in the Carolina League North, a game behind Fredericksburg. Lynchburg and Salem are both there even at 5-6. The Hillcats would own a tiebreaker at this point with 2 wins to Salem's 0 in the season series and in the 6-game set this week. And then at the bottom of the Carolina League North, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds. Man, our poor friend Mitch, the broadcaster of the Shorebirds, because that's a team that currently has won just 1 ball game. It was against the Salem Red Sox. They sit at 1-10 on the year. They took 1 out of the 6 from the Red Sox a week ago in Delmarva. Taking a look at the South Division in the Carolina League. At the top, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead everybody. They're 7-4. And then you have an absolute muck in the middle here, Carter. This is what you always get in the South. I feel like the North has less parity than the South year in and year out. Augusta Green Jackets, and then, of course, the Columbia Fireflies, Kannapolis Cannonballers, and then the Charleston River Dogs all sit at 6-5, mucking things up in the middle of the South Division. And then the Myrtle Beach Pelicans round things out at the bottom of the South. They have the second worst record in the Carolina League at 2-9. Carter, what has gone so well this week for the Hillcats that have allowed them to kind of run away with things in both ball games? And what can Salem maybe just make a couple of adjustments here and keep these games a little bit tighter down the home stretch?
Oh, it feels like every single time that Salem strikes, the Hillcats respond. I mean, that's been the big thing so far in this series. We mentioned the four-run fourth on Tuesday, and then the four-run fourth yesterday as well. Every single time Salem gets an ounce of momentum, we mentioned the Miguel Blaze three-run double on Tuesday. You mentioned the Marvin Alcantara RBI single yesterday to make it 1-0. Salem had loaded the bases twice in the first three innings yesterday. They only got one run out of it, and then the Hillcats took advantage. You know, they score that four. It just kind of felt like, because remember, Blake Wehunt was really good in the starting spot yesterday for Salem, but as soon as Nathaniel Cruz came out of the bullpen, the Hillcats roughed him up for sure. So it just feels like every single time the Hillcats strike back when they begin to lose any sort of momentum, and then Salem on the flip side of things, you know, a couple errors that have been key in this series as well, especially on the bump too, a couple pickoff plays that have been thrown away that have been resulted as runs as well. So excited to see how this one goes today, because again, we talked about it the first two games of this series. It kind of feels like the first two games because of the weird timing with the 6 o'clock game on Tuesday, the 11 a.m. game yesterday. It almost felt like those two games kind of went together. You know, you leave the ballpark for 10, 11 hours, and you're right back at things trying to go at it at 11 a.m. Well, now you got a little bit of a fresh slate, and as we were signing off the broadcast yesterday, we were saying that may not be a bad thing for the Salem Red Sox. You know, you leave the ballpark yesterday around 2:30, you get home, and hey, a fresh slate coming into Tuesday with still four games left in the series. So still plenty of opportunities out there for Salem, but, you know, it's got to start today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's crazy that we played at 11 o'clock yesterday. That feels like it was over a week ago. At this point, with the traffic coming from Blacksburg to here and everything like that.
Yeah, you know, it certainly does. We were talking about that coming over here today. Smooth sailing traffic-wise coming from Blacksburg to Salem today. That was not the case yesterday, so very thankful for that. But the other thing, too, with this series that makes it so interesting is Salem is 5-6, and they took 5-6 against the Delmarva Shorebirds on the road, but the Sox have not won yet still at home this season. It
True.
Is April 18th currently as we stand. Sox have played five home games. They've lost all five, and they've lost seven straight home games dating back to the final weekend of the season a season ago against the Carolina Mudcats. So it just kind of feels like Salem kind of needs to get the monkey off its back and get over the hump. And tonight, on a gorgeous night in Salem, is the perfect night to do so.
Well, came into this week, they had won five of the last six. Again, they took five games on the road against Delmarva, and Red Sox got hot that week. I mean, plain and simple, not only that, Carter, they showed the ability to finish games, got out of a couple of jams, well, where Delmarva kind of got the game close in the ninth inning, forcing extras on Thursday night last week, and then the Sox showed that they could finish. How do you kind of carry that momentum here against the Hillcats and almost take today as, hey, let's start fresh after an 11 o'clock start yesterday, and you get that kind of reset period?
Well, it starts with the middle of this Salem order. You know, we've talked about it in the pregame before. You know, Nathaniel Uten has been so ridiculously hot as of late. He was 8-for-22 last week as a whole. Well, he's already 3-for-6 this week, which is pretty cool to see. So to see him continue the momentum would be huge. And then the Garcia brothers, we were talking about it on the ride home yesterday, they have been absolutely tearing it up, leading this team in average for the Salem Red Sox in the higher 300s. Obviously, Johan Fran is the 25th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Justinson is not in the top 30, which we've talked about before is certainly a little interesting. And Justinson Garcia has come through multiple times so far this season, had a big RBI single yesterday. And we've really, you know, we talked about those three guys, but we've yet to see really the quote-unquote top talent on this team from a prospect ranking standpoint really get going. You know, Miguel Blaze had the big hit on Tuesday, but, you know, he's batting below 200. Antonio Anderson is right around that 100 mark. So those two guys at the top of the lineup have got to get things going for Salem. And again, tonight would be a perfect night to do so.
Almost feels like could be a couple of sleeping giants up there. You could say that they're due in a way at this point. 11-4 the final score. That was on Tuesday night, 6:05 p.m. first pitch between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Lynchburg won that one, and then yesterday they won on Education Day. 7-2 was the final score yesterday. The Hillcats with a 2-0 lead in the series. Red Sox looking to get right tonight against Lynchburg, and then we'll do it three more times. So the midway point of the series exists this evening. Ready for a 7:05 first pitch. We got about 15 minutes more of pregame coverage coming your way. When we come back, let's take a look at the injury report in the starting lineups, and something happened at Fenway Park last night that hasn't happened in quite some time. We'll tell you all about it on the other end of the break. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. You're tuned in to Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Back to the action here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark, getting you set up for game number three of a six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Lynchburg leads it 2-0, a 7-2 win yesterday and an 11-4 win on Tuesday evening over the Red Sox, who came into this series winning five of their last six on the road at Delmarva, and they've cooled down just a little bit here. Delmarva at the bottom of the Carolina League North, in the basement of the Carolina League in total with a 1-10 record, and then thicking things out towards the bottom portion of the Carolina League North, it's Lynchburg 5-6. They've improved by two games since making the trip here to Salem, and then the Red Sox hit at 5-6 after dropping the first two games of the series. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Our pregame coverage rolls on here on MILB.com and MILB TV, and it's time to hit you with your injury report. Nothing real substantial to report here. Red Sox are healthy, and that's fantastic news. Still awaiting the 2024 debut of Nazan Zanatello, second-round pick for the Red Sox last year, an infielder, likely going to play shortstop here for the Sox. We saw him at the tail end of last season, and Nazan Zanatello, an incredible talent. He was out there in warm-ups. He took BP today, so again, we don't have a definite answer, but you'd have to think, Carter, we're close.
Yeah, you'd have to think so, and he's a guy that a lot of people are really, really excited about here in Salem. You know, Nazan Zanatello is, you know, without a doubt, one of the more higher-profile guys here in Salem to start the season, and unfortunately, you know, we have not seen him yet. He's the 10th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, so as of right now, it's been Miguel Blaise and Antonio Anderson who have kind of taken the cake there. But you mentioned it, second-round pick from a season ago. Still trying to find his way into the lineup. Looked good at BP, though, smoking a couple ropes down the left field line. And hopefully we'll see him soon. But that's pretty much it injury-wise, though, here for the Salem Red Sox this week.
Yeah, always good news to have a healthy ball club, especially a couple of weeks into the season. Unfortunately, Carter, and we're going to get into it throughout the day, the same cannot be said at this point up in Boston. A lot of injuries plaguing the top of the organization at Fenway.
Yes, yeah. Well, unfortunately today, too, Tyler O'Neill, he hits the 10-day IL. Obviously, the big one is, too, you know, Rafael Devers is a little bit banged up, too, former Salem Red Sox. And then Trevor Story, unfortunately, is going to miss the remainder of the season here in 2024 after suffering a season-ending injury, I should say, about a week and a half ago. And you know, and again, we'll touch on it during the broadcast, but that could, you know, give some guys that played here in Salem, former top prospects, an opportunity to make an impact at Fenway Park later this year, particularly if some things shake out the way that some people think they maybe will from a standing standpoint by the trade deadline. Now, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, But there may be some opportunities for some of these young guys to come up very soon.
Yeah, we'll continue to unpack that throughout the day today. Tyler O'Neill, by the way, worth mentioning, he was just overtaken by Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels as the home run leader in the American League. Tyler O'Neill, hey, great addition for the Red Sox. Maybe St. Louis saying, hey, I kind of wish we would have kept him around.
Yeah, the Cardinals have had a couple of those guys throughout the years where they maybe lost. But, you know, St. Louis is still trying to find their way, too. But, no, I mean, Boston, you know, they've been fairly shaken up early on. And, unfortunately, you know, injuries are part of the game. But the way that they've been bitten by the injury bug the first, 2.5 weeks of the season is definitely a little bit unheard of compared to the rest of the league.
Let's go ahead and take a look what's going around the Carolina League coming up here tonight. Again, a 7:05 first pitch between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Lynchburg with a 2-0 lead in the 6-game set. End of the first inning between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds. Down East is up 2-0 on Delmarva. That is going on down in Kingston. Warm-ups are taking place between the Carolina Mudcats and the Augusta Green Jackets. That's one of two crossover episodes, so to speak, going on between the North and the South divisions this week. That game still scoreless, have not begun play. Also playing tonight has not begun, Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach, Columbia and Charleston, and Fayetteville against Fredericksburg. That's up in FXBG, about an hour away from our nation's capital. All right, pregame show rolls on here, Carter. Let's go ahead and get into today's starting lineups first for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Yeah, let's look at the Hillcats starting nine, penciled in by second-year manager Jordan Smith. Leading off, it's the first baseman, Juan Benjamin, who slides over from third to first here today. The second baseman, Christian Knapchak, bats second. Angel Hanau is the shortstop. He is in the three-hole for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Angel, or should say, Wilfredo Antunez, the designated hitter, is in the cleanup spot for the Hillcats this evening. Robert Lopez is the catcher behind the plate. Esteban Gonzalez, the right fielder, bat six. Tommy Hawk, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, who went to the College World Series semifinals a season ago, is in center field. He is in the seven hole after playing left yesterday morning here in Salem. Jose Pastrano, is the third baseman. He makes his series debut here in Salem. He is in the eight hole. Luis Durango is the left fielder. He bats ninth. And Alex Clemmie is the pitcher on the bump. Interesting to note today, Mr. Heater, for the Lynchburg Hillcats, no Ralphie Velasquez and no Jason Chirillo as well, who have been so crucial in this series, the fourth and fifth best prospects in the Guardian system.
I think if you're the Red Sox, that you kind of look at that and smile a little bit. The fact that two of the hottest bats on this Hillcats roster, especially early on this week, are not in there. And you especially take a look at Velasquez, what he's been able to do. He's teed off twice for a pair of home runs, a two-run bomb yesterday in the sixth that really felt like the difference maker. That made them kind of have the momentum and pull away just a little bit there.
Yeah, no, without a doubt, Rafi Velasquez has certainly, you know, I think raised a lot of eyebrows to start the season. We mentioned the fourth best prospect in Cleveland system, first-round pick from a season ago. Oh, he's homered already quite a few times to start the season, four in the first nine games, and to see what he continues to do at the plate, such a powerful left-handed hitter, one of the best power hitters in Cleveland's organization. Maybe hasn't been fun to see on the opposition side of things, but you got to appreciate it. And then Jason Chirillo as well has done damage in this series, the fifth best prospect in Cleveland's system, and the younger brother of Jackson Chirillo. So not going to see those guys here in the lineup today, but still three more opportunities if you're the Salem Sox. So to your point, it feels like it's a night that Salem definitely has to take advantage, Mr. Heater.
Chirillo has been an on-base machine. He actually didn't tally a hit yesterday, but he walked twice in the 7-2 win. And then in the three-hole on Tuesday night, he walked twice and then had a double and a single. Stole a base as well. You take a look at what Velasquez has done, Carter, and it's actually not as impressive statistically as just kind of the eye test,
sure,
right? He has those two home runs. Those are actually his only two hits. He ended up going 1-for-5 did not walk on Tuesday night. And then yesterday for the Hillcats, he ended up going 1-for-4. He also walked twice, and he had that two-run homer. So it doesn't jump off the box score, but
sure,
the eye test is there.
Well, and both those bombs have been no-doubters, too. You don't see many no-doubt homers here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but one was just one that hooked around the right field foul pole. And then the one yesterday, I mean, Nathaniel Denton, right, barely even had to turn around and look. I mean, it was that far of a home run from Rafi Velasquez. So They've been the heavy hitters in the middle of this Lynchburg order. We mentioned it. This Hillcats team is absolutely flooded with Cleveland's top prospects. Seven of the top 30. I mean, you name it. You can go four of the top 11, three of the top eight, two of the top five. That's pretty unheard of, especially at the single-A level. So if you're a fan, you know, take advantage of the opportunity to see these guys play, and they've done a nice job here so far this week in Salem.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the home team, your Salem Red Sox, who for the first time this year on Thirsty Thursday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark turn into the Salem Beer Mongers. So you'll hear us reference that throughout the night. That's a nod to the local breweries here in Salem. The Salem Beer Mongers today penciled in by the manager in his second year, Liam Carroll. At the top of the order, the center fielder, Miguel Blaze, number five overall prospect in the Red Sox organization. He's followed up by tonight's designated hitter in the two-hole, Antonio Anderson. So typically either a third baseman or a shortstop, Anderson is your DH. He gets the half rest this evening. Johan Fran Garcia behind the dish. He bats third for the Red Sox, the hottest bat on this Salem roster. He's batting .387. Currently, nobody hitting the ball better. Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop, he bats cleanup for the Red Sox tonight. Justinson Garcia, the second-best batting average on the team. Older brother of Johan Fran, he's out in right field. He bats fifth. Nathaniel Uten, he plays in left field this evening. He bats sixth. He's had a hot wand as well. Framie De Leon, he is appearing for the second time this series and the second time here in Salem. He plays second base and bats seventh. Batting eighth, Juan Montero back at first base this evening for the Red Sox. And batting ninth, rounding out the batting order for the Red Sox, Andy Lugo. He plays third. Matt Duffy on the hill for the Red Sox, his third start. And this is a guy that entered the transfer portal after some dominant performances at Canisius. He was the MAC Pitcher of the Year a year ago at the collegiate level. At one point was verbally committed to the University of South Carolina to elevate his game and go play SEC ball. And then the Red Sox came calling. Ended up being a fourth-round draft pick in the 2023 MLB Player Draft. Decided to turn pro. He was your opening day starter here in Salem, and he makes his second start at Salem Memorial Ballpark, third of the year. Matt Duffy on the bump this evening for the Red Sox. One more time through the order. It's Blaze, Anderson, Garcia, Alcantara, Garcia again, Uten, De Leon, Montero, Lugo, and Duffy. Carter, before the national anthem, one last thought here. What do you like about this Sox batting order today? Worth noting, no Albert Feliz in there.
The Garcia brothers in the 3 and 5 holes. You know, we've seen Johan Fran and Justinson continue to get the job done in the middle of this Salem order. And tonight should be no exception. It is going to be quite a challenge against the starting left-hander for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and we'll get to that during the broadcast.
All right, we'll step aside for the national anthem. Hillcats and Beer Mongers, Red Sox, that is, coming up next on MILB TV and MILB.com. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Welcome in to today's broadcast as the Lynchburg Hillcats are in town to take on tonight on Thursday, the Salem Beer Mongers. Ready to take you through the first three innings on the play-by-play duties, Mr. Carter Hill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there as we shift to your right as we're all set and ready to go for baseball here on a Thursday evening here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game three of this six-game set. The Lynchburg Hillcats have won the first two. Lynchburg comes in at 5-6 this season. Salem also at 5-6 this season. The Red Sox and tonight the Beer Mongers try and finally win their first home game of the 2024 season. The Sox have lost the first five, and they've lost seven in a row dating back to a year ago here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Trying to get the job done, it'll be the right-hander Matt Duffy for the Salem Beer Mongers. It is his third start of the season, second here in Salem. Somebody who started on opening day, the right-hander from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the fourth round pick for the Boston Red Sox in the 2023 MLB Draft. Duffy out of Canisius College, highest draft pick in program history, comes set. He is ready. Juan Benjamin is ready. And on a Thursday night, let's do it here in Salem as the first pitch is taken low and inside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. We are underway at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time here in Salem, Virginia. Game three of this six-game set. Duffy right back to work. Rocks and fires high and outside on a fastball. It's 2-0. Juan Benjamin, Christian Knapcheck, Angel Hanau, the 1-2-3 spots in this Lynchburg Hillcats order to lead off the ball game. 2-0 the pitch. Taking for a strikeout or half, it's 2-1.
Picture perfect night here for some baseball, Carter. Red Sox turn into the Beer Mongers tonight, first Thursday, 2024.
Yet to see a cloud in the sky here in Salem. 2-1 the pitch. Swing to ground ball right side, it trickles foul. Evens up the count at 2-2. Yeah, so Matt Duffy, we mentioned it, third start of the season for him. 5-4-0 ERA, 6 2/3 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts to start his season. 2-2 to Benjamin at 2:59 on the year of the pitch. Wave and a miss, got him, strike three. Got him with the breaking ball, and there's one down here in the first.
Good way to start the ball game here for the Sox. Duffy able to get him out in front of that breaking ball. Solid two-strike pitch there by Duffy to just locate it on the inside corner. So deceptive with the movement laterally there.
Brings up Christian Knapcheck, second baseman. First pitch taken for a strikeout or half. Just above the knees, it's nothing and one. Yeah, Duffy, somebody who comes from Canisius. We mentioned it. Highest draft pick in program history. And actually entered the transfer portal. A one pitch. Swing and a tipper back to the screen. Nothing and two. Committed to play his college ball. The remainder of his college career for the South Carolina Gamecocks in the SEC. And as you mentioned, the Red Sox come calling. You don't really pass that up in the fourth round.
No, not at all.
2-2. Winds and fires high and outside, 1-2.
Especially, like you said, not with the fourth round kind of paycheck involved.
No, Last year, 6-3, 4-1-3 ERA, 1-2. Rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. With the breaking ball again and back-to-back strikeouts to lead off the game. Sends us to two down.
You know, I just really feel good about the chances here tonight. If you're the Red Sox, two games into the series, you get a reset after the 11 o'clock game. And Again, absent from the lineup on their rest, Ralphie Velasquez, who's homered twice, and Jason Trujillo, who's been an on-base machine at the top of the order.
First pitch to Angel Hanau. He swings, rifles it into right. It's down for a base hit.
That's the broadcaster's jinx
exactly,
at work.
Exactly. Hanau, two-out single through the right side, and Hillcats have their first base hit of the contest here in the first.
You know, he's been really strong for the Hillcats this week. Had a knock and a stolen base and a walk as well at a 7-2 win yesterday, but was very impressive on Tuesday night. Had three singles, two runs batted in, a walk on top of it. 3-for-4 with a walk. You cross home once, drive in a couple yourself. I mean, that's a great night for Angel Hanau.
Wilfredo Antunez, first pitch, wave and a miss, nothing and one. Breaking ball down and in.
I mean, that has so much movement, Carter. It really wasn't even close by the time it crossed home plate, but it looked down the middle the whole way. That spin rate high up there for Matt Duffy.
Antunez, 2-for-4 yesterday. Pitch. Swing a liner up the middle. Oh, my goodness. It was gloved by Duffy, and there is out number three. Well, look out, Matt Duffy, and just like that, we head to the home half of the first in Salem. No score between the Hillcats and the Beermongers. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Home half of the first here in Salem. No score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beermongers. Game three of this six-game set. As it goes, Miguel Blaise, Antonio Anderson, and Johan Bron Garcia to lead off the contest. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Miguel Blaise will dig in from the right side, and what a matchup it will be to start off this game. Blaise, the fifth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, facing off against Alex Clemmy, the eighth-best prospect in the Guardian system. First pitch sails high and outside, and it is 1-0. Miguel Blaise at 205 on the 2024 season. Alex Clemmy, what a story. First the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. The Red Sox starting center fielder. Just the third start of the professional career for young Alex Clemmy. 2-0, lefty deal, swing and a tipper back to the screen. Moves the count to 2-1. 18-year-old kid from Warwick, Rhode Island. 0-1 to start the season. 8.53 ERA, 2-1, sails high and outside. Makes it 3-1. Miguel Blaise. Yeah, Warwick, Rhode Island, 8.53 ERA, 0-1 record. Two starts into his pro career. 3-1, lefty deals. Swing and a pop fly in the infield. Shifting in is the shortstop Hanau. The second baseman Knapchek calls him off and gloves it head high for out number one. So Clemmy wins the first battle. Blaise is retired, and here is Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter.
See if Anderson can get things going a little bit here today, Carter. Ended up with a hit yesterday, that single up the middle.
Switch hitting third baseman. First pitch, lefty deals, high and away, 1-0.
Just the perfect definition of right. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. Folks, remember, 18 years old, third-round pick for the Red Sox in the 2023 player draft.
1-0. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball just misses low and inside. 2-0. Yeah, you mentioned it. Still getting accustomed to the professional ranks. Played some third. Played some short. Tonight, the half day off. Turns around, bats from the right side. 2-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike of the knees. 2-1.
And I think it's fair to say, just still trying to get acclimated to the speed of the game a little bit.
No doubt about it.
Big difference going from high school up to pro ball, especially when you skip over that college level.
2-1. Winds and fires. High and away. 3-1. But this is one of those matchups, for Antonio Anderson, where, hey, you're matched up against a fellow 18-year-old kid in
yes.
the form of Clemmy.
Yep.
Both these guys in the same boat, maybe struggled to start their seasons. 3-1, lefty deals, misses low and away, and a 5-pitch walk.
I just go back to coming into tonight, it just had the right feel, right, with the matchups, with Trujillo out of the lineup and with Velasquez out of the lineup for Lynchburg, and then you have a struggling starting pitcher on the bump. If the Red Sox can kind of strike first, that's been the thing, is sustaining runs. There's been times where the Red Sox put up the early runs and then stall out the rest of the ball game. Key going to be to continue the momentum.
First pitch to Garcia, high and outside on the first pitch fastball, and it's 1-0. Johan Fran Garcia, starting catcher for the Salem Beermongers in the three-hole tonight, after a day off yesterday in the loss to Lynchburg. 25th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-0. Anderson off of first. The lefty deals. Taken high and away. Once again on the fastball at the letters. 2-0.
I'll tell you, this kid can hurl it, though. I mean, he's throwing 95. Touching 97 top out. As an 18-year-old, sheesh.
Was just about to talk about the raw skills that Clemmy has. First the 2-0. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball. Swinging at Sipper. Just over the netting. Back behind home plate. Count is 2-1.
And he looks the part, too.
He does.
6'6". He just looks like a pro player down the stretch, if he can really make a career out of this thing.
Well, we mentioned it. With how highly regarded it is, how highly regarded he is, I guess. Here's a good way to put it, and probably why. 2-1. Lefty deals. Breaking ball, swinging a tipper once again back to the screen. It's 2-2. You mentioned what he's currently hitting on the gun. Well, Alex Clemmy so far in his time in the Guardian system, his fastball has topped out at 99 miles an hour, which you just don't see for somebody his age. At 18 years old, once again the third start of his pro career. 2-2, lefty deal, swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Garcia down on strikes, and just like that, there's two down. Brings up Marvin Alcantara now, the shortstop, who digs in from the right side. Two hits yesterday for Alcantara, who slides to short. Was 2-for-4 with a strikeout and a ground out in what was a 7-2 loss to the Lynchburg Hillcats. First pitch. Clemmy winds and fires. High and outside again on the first pitch fastball. It's 1-0. Blaise Anderson, Johan Fran Garcia, Marvin Alcantara, Justin Sin Garcia, Nathaniel Yuten, Remy De Leon, Juan Montero, Andy Lugo. Your starting nine tonight for the Salem Sox. 1-0. Lefty deals. In there for a strike on a breaking ball. Outer half, it's 1-1.
Yeah, it's a nice looking pitch there. Mixing it up at 83. Got that bending slider to come back into the zone, Carter. Even things up here.
Sox trying to win their first home game of the 2024 season. 1-1. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. It's 1-2.
He left that thing right
middle.
Over the plate. Yeah.
Just out in front of it was Alcantara. Just in case, Justin Sin Garcia waits on deck. Bottom of the first in Salem, no score between the Hillcats and the Beermongers. Runner off from first. And the 1-2 from Clemmy. He rocks and fires, swinging a fly ball, lifted into left center, moving back his hawk, ranging to his right. He's got room and will make the crashing grab against the wall for out number three. So Alcantara gave it a ride, but to no avail as we move to the second in Salem. No score between the Hillcats and the Beer Mongers. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. No score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beer Mongers. Game three of the six-game set. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Still scoreless here in the second. Gio, I know we've talked about the Sox need to strike first, but Matt Duffy, a solid first frame and a little bit of a scare on the bump as well.
Yeah, I mean, he does give up the one hit. Angel Hanau able to crank one into right, but two strikeouts. You strike out the first two batters you face in Benjamin and Christian Knapchek. Knapchek very familiar with some high-level baseball, so that's a great strikeout to grab and then end out with a lineup.
First pitch is taken for a strike of the knees outer half on Robert Lopez. It's nothing in one.
When you talk about that scare, ball rifled right back to him, and he's able to snare it with his mitt.
5-6-7 in the Hillcats order. One base hit on the day. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball right side onto Hopsis De Leon. He gloves, throws to first, and it is well in time for out number one.
This is beautiful pitching to contact, Carter, as he's able to spin him an 82-mile-an-hour slider off the plate, and the deception, Robert Lopez kind of chases after it, tries to stick his bat out in front of it, and you're going to roll over on top of that all day long.
So one down, and here is Esteban Gonzalez, the right fielder. Matt Duffy working quickly. First pitch is taken for a strike, inner half of the knees, nothing in one. Mention it, Matt Duffy, third start of the season for him. Right-hander out of Canisius. 0-1, rocks and fires, swinging a ground ball right side, it trickles foul. Quickly, 0-2, and working ahead too, which is big time.
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing is not only getting those two strikes, but then what he's able to mix up his two-strike pitch, even more impressive early on.
0-2, winds and fires, swinging a line drive third base side, it falls foul. Sailing into the seats down the third baseline and actually pops back into play. Count remains 0-2 on the Hillcats starting right fielder. Right back to work. Duffy winds, fires his 0-2. His check swung at. Did he go? They appeal down to first, and yes, he did. According to our field umpire, Leona Ricks, as Gonzalez is down on strikes, and just like that, 2-0-2 down here in the frame.
Yeah, third strikeout already for Duffy. You know what I can taste, Carter, is you're going to have yourself a little bit one of those Twitter highlight reels, right?
Yes.
Where they, you know, mash together all the strikeouts on the day.
Yes, absolutely. Three strikeouts already on the day for Duffy, and here is Tommy Hawk, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. First pitch, swinging a line drive up the middle on a hop is the shortstop Alcantara, and actually he was able to glove it straight out of the air,
yeah.
And there is out number three. So just like that, a quick 3-up, 3-down frame for the right-hander Matt Duffy, and we move to the home half of the second in Salem. No score between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home app of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still no score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beer Mongers. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. It will go 5-6-7 in the Red Sox order. Justin Sin-Garcia, Nathaniel Uten, and Framy DeLeo, who will face off against the left-hander Alex Clemmie on for a second inning of work, who held the Red Sox in check back in the first. Just the third start of his professional career for Alex Clemmie, the 18-year-old out of Rhode Island, and the former second-round pick in 2023. His first pitch is taken high and inside to Garcia. It's 1-0.
Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark, Carter.
Yes, it is.
Beer mongers tonight for the Red Sox. I love the specialty jerseys myself.
1-0 lefty deals. High and away goes. 2-0.
What are your thoughts? This is the first time you've seen them.
I enjoy them. You know, the Hillcats have their typical gray on the road with the green trim. And Salem has like a turquoise blue jersey. 2-0 the pitch. Going outside again. 3-0 on Garcia. It's like a turquoise blue. You have navy blue, I guess, elements of the jersey on the shoulders. And then the numbering as well, and the lettering is in red. 3-0, lefty deals. High and outside, and a four-pitch walk to lead off the frame.
We will take that all day long. On base, Justin Sin-Garcia. It's always good for the OBP and the OPA.
So Garcia walks, and here's Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder. And man, oh man, has this man been hot as of late. How about 11 for his last 28 for Nathaniel Uten? Digging in from the left side.
Yeah, 3-for-6 in the series so far against the Hillcats in two games as well.
First pitch, throw to first instead will be not in time. Head first slide back in there for Garcia. Yeah, the middle of this Red Sox lineup is what really has to get going, if you will, for this Salem team. Try and make something happen offensively. First pitch. He rocks and fires. Runner off from first. It misses high and outside. Third to second will be not in time, and it gets away into center.
Oh, yeah.
Garcia now to third, and he'll stand up easily. So a stolen back for Gustinson Garcia, and he advances to third on the E2 on Robert Lopez.
You know, I thought, Carter, with the way that that fastball was elevated and came high, I thought Lopez was going to have a chance because the momentum of that baseball already took him up, standing up to make that throw down to second. That being said, when you throw it 5 feet wide of the covering nap check, that's extra bases for the Sox here.
Absolutely. And Garcia able to cruise in easily. And appears a little bit shaken up, too, as he will walk things off down the third base line. And once again, it was a ball. Outer half, so it is 1-0 on Uten. Infield comes in. Runner at third, nobody down. No score here in Salem. We're in the bottom half of the second. 1-0 the pitch. Wave and a miss. And a breaking ball and a beauty. It's 1-1. So it's funny to think about this thing, too, because Lynchburg, we mentioned it, has won the first two games of this series. Salem has had its opportunities. This is another big-time one here. 1-1 the pitch. In the dirt it goes. It gets away momentarily from Lopez, but not far enough away for Garcia to advance and Camos at 2-1.
You know, Clemmie, Carter just struggling a little bit here to locate his pitches. That's what you get sometimes with these 18-year-olds. He can chuck it. It's all about trying to key in now on placing this baseball, and that's what they're going to work on developing him with. And his next couple of years in the minors.
Sox still seeking its first base hit of the day. 2-1. It's taken for a strikeout or half. It's 2-2.
It's one of those situations where you can really, really hurl it. You also have some nice snap to the baseball. And I think through the next couple of years, you can really develop into something if you can work on a way to locate it and also probably add a couple of pitches to the repertoire.
2-2, pitch. Just missed, low and away. Count runs full. Went with the fastball and just missed the outer portion of the plate. 3-2 on U10. Runner on third, nobody down. Sox trying to strike first. And the 3-2, curls and unfurls. Check swing, did he go? And will appeal? No, he did it. According to field umpire Leanna Ricks, and U10 reaches on the base on balls.
Back-to-back walks here, surrendered by Clemmie. Red Sox are going to take it all night long. Two of the best hitters, not even swinging. That's just some true discipline there, especially because when you go up there with a plus 300 BA, you have a different kind of confidence swinging the twig than if you're sitting at, you know, 210. So to be able to hold back and really look in a couple of pitches. Base on balls, runners on the corners for the Sox here. Great spot for Framie DeLeon.
Garcia off a third, U10 off a first. Runners at the corners, nobody down. The corners remain in. Middle infield plays back. First pitch to DeLeon. Winds and fires. It's taken for a strikeout or half, nothing in one. DeLeon, who just joined the team on Monday, seeking his first base hit of the season. 0 for 3 to start here in 2024. 0-1. Throw to first will be not in time. Sliding in safely was U10. And we'll reset. You know, it's funny too, Gio, because we talked about in the pregame, there's a lot going on in the Red Sox organization, and this is going to be something we talk about really throughout the night. But what happened last night at Fenway Park was absolutely remarkable. 0-1. Pitch high and outside on the fastball. 1-1.
Yeah, Tanner Houck, unbelievable complete game, went 9 innings for the Sox. Game lasted just an hour and 49 minutes.
Fastest game at Fenway Park since 1975.
Fastest game in the majors in 14 years.
1-1, lefty Dale, swing and a miss, 1-2.
He got him with a breaking ball, hung that thing right in the middle, but DeLeon was way early on it.
DeLeon indeed out in front, while Montero is on deck.
You know, it was funny because on NESN, the New England Sports Network, last couple of weeks, they've been saying it's just going to take one game for Houck to kind of break out. And I think we saw that last night.
1-2. Runners at the corners, nobody down. And the lefty deals, and they got him picked off at first. They throw to first, throw to second, will be in time. So U10 is picked off, and just like that, there's one down. Juan Benjamin down at first, through to the covering Angel Hanau, and just like that, it will be a 1-3-6 put out, and there's one down in the frame. So now the entire infield comes in, 1-2 still on Framie DeLeon. Garcia off a third. And the lefty deals, swinging a tipper back to the screen. DeLeon stays alive. Starting second baseman tonight for the Salem Beer Mongers. Native of Santiago, Dominican Republic. And at 274 in the FCL and the DSL a season ago. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So DeLeon is retired on strikes, and just like that, there's two down.
Yeah, if you're the Red Sox here, you had runners on the corners, nobody out. Granted, it was on two walks, but if you're the Red Sox here, you'd really, really like to be able to turn this into something.
Here's Juan Montero, first baseman. He digs in from the right side. Infield now plays back. First pitch, high and inside. It's 1-0. Interesting to see too, Clemmie going through the windup now with two down. Garcia off a third. Two walks and a strikeout with a pickoff sandwiched in between, and that's where we currently stand in the second. 1-0. Rocks and fires. Just missed. High and outside, 2-0. Right at the letters for Montero. Juan Montero, for the Salem Beer Mongers. Trying to do some damage here in the second. Here's the 2-0. Rocks fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. It's 2-1. The breaking ball has been right on point today, Mr. Heater.
Yeah, breaking ball's been there. When he does get it in the zone, it's been especially impressive. Montero, excited to see him in the lineup today. Playing at first in place of Felice. Second time this week now in three games.
2-1. Pitch. Swinging a chopper. Third base side. It trickles foul. And the count moves to 2-2.
Yeah, hit him with a breaking ball again. He's able to turn on it. 84-mile-an-hour slider on the inside corner. And Jossingson Garcia down the third base side said, man, you were almost right on that one.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases with a runner on third. Deuces go wild. 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Got him with the breaking ball once more as Montero is retired on strikes. And we move to the third here in Salem. No score between the Hillcats and the Beer Mongers. We'll step aside and come right back here listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. No score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beer Mongers. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us on your Thursday evening wherever you may be tuning in. Still not a single base hit today for the Salem Sox. They had a runner on the corners with nobody out. But after a pickoff and two strikeouts, Alex Clemmy, the left-hander, Mr. Heater, able to escape the jam.
Yeah, Clemmy all of a sudden started really locating that breaking ball, Carter. Surrendered two walks to start out, like you had mentioned, and then kind of dialed in. Back-to-back strikeouts got him chasing in the bottom of the Red Sox order. And I think that could be a result of a little bit less discipline at the plate for the Sox.
Jose Pastrano, first pitch, is taken inside for a ball at the knees. It's 1-0.
The way today's lineup is constructed, a lot of your top hitters at the top of the order. And then, not that it weakens out towards the bottom, but a little bit less discipline there.
1-0, rocks and fires, swing and a miss right through it. It's 1-1.
It really just comes down to reps, right? Framy De Leon playing in just his second game at the single-A level. Juan Montero, after being here last year, playing a much increased role in 2024.
1-1, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. It's quickly 1-2. 8-9-1 for the Hillcats. Jose Pastrano, Luis Durango, and Juan Benjamin at the top for Lynchburg. 1-2, right back to work. The pitch inside. Dancing out of the way was Pastrano, and the count evens up at 2-2.
And we see him appearing for the first time this series for the Hillcats.
Yes, indeed. 1-for-13 to start the 2024 season. 2-2, pitch just missed inside at the knees again. Count runs full. Went with the fastball that time after going with the breaking ball. The 1-2 as Duffy tries to mix things up.
Going to face 8-9-1, then going to be the second time through here for Duffy once he goes back to the top.
Payoff pitch, rocks and fires, swinging a ground ball right side. It's off the backhanded glove of Montero and squirts into right for a base hit. Pastrano around first, pumps the brakes there, and we'll see how that scored, Mr. Heater. I believe that will go down as a base hit, and it will, as Pastrano with his second base hit of the season, and it brings up Luis Durango.
They'll give it a hit, and we've seen in the minors, especially the last couple of years, more favoring the batter as far as hit error goes. And I think that's on display. The Sox really without a true first baseman prospect.
Sure.
Feliz and Montero almost filling a role in order to get them in the lineup and get their bats going, but not true first baseman.
First pitch high and inside to Luis Durango, the left fielder for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
I mean, what would you say are the two most important defensive positions on the field? Catcher and first base?
Probably so. Tough, depends, though.
Tough to not have a true first baseman out there.
Runner off from first, nobody down. 1-0, throw to first is not in time. Diving back in safely was Pastrano.
And I'm not saying it was an easy play. That ball was scolded off the bat. Coming off at about 98. Had some backspin to it as well.
Luis Durango at 3-0-4 so far this season. Throw to first again, not in time. Surging back in on his feet was Pastrano. And we'll reset. Game three of this three-game set. Lynchburg won the first two games of this series. Sox trying to win their first home game of the 2024 season. 1-0. Curls and unfurls. High and outside. It's 2-0 on Durango. Two hits on the day for Lynchburg. Angel Hanau had one in the first, and now Pastrano in the third. Sox have been held hitless so far in this contest. Against the left-hander, Alex Clemmie. 2-0. Rocks and fires. Swing and a line drive right side. That's down for a base hit. To second goes Pastrano as Garcia's throw is cut off, and back-to-back singles lead off the third for Lynchburg.
Yeah, he went down for that one, Carter. He spun him a slider at 85 below the knee. He's actually out of the strike zone. And able to turn on that thing was Durango. Cranked it 102 off the bat into right field grass. And I guess the good thing about hitting it so darn hard to the right side is didn't allow any more bases than taking second for Jose Pastrano.
First and second, nobody out now for Juan Benjamin, who struck out back in the first. Now at 250 on the season, first pitch, sails low and away. It's 1-0. The switch hitter, Juan Benjamin, signed as an international free agent with Cleveland back in 2019. Second season with the Hillcats. 1-0. Rocks and fires. Swing and a ground ball foul, third base side. And the count moves to 1-1. Absolutely picture-perfect night for baseball here on this Thursday evening.
Gorgeous.
In Salem, Virginia. Not a cloud in the sky.
Cannot ask for a better night to play ball.
1-1. The pitch. High and inside on a fastball. It's 2-1.
Labeled as one of the most picturesque backdrops for a ballpark in all minor league baseball. And, Mr. Hill, you're seeing why.
Yeah. The Roanoke Valley and the mountains deep in the distance. You can see on MILB TV. 2-1. High and away. 3-1. We're with the off-speed once again, and nonetheless, first and second, nobody out, and the Hillcats are majorly threatening here with Salem in danger of walking the bases loaded. Pastrano off a second, Durango off a first, and here's the 3-1. Swing and a pop fly into left right there as U10. He barely has the move and makes the grab head high for out number one.
You know, you're going to swing 3-1 there, especially when he gives you a fastball just a hair on the inner portion of the zone. Definitely a strike. Wasn't right over the middle. You're going to swing on that, but, you know, if you're Duffy, you're almost saying thank you there.
Yes.
For not getting all of that one and a shallow fly out to left, soft contact in on the hands. Because now that's the first out, and they can kind of settle things back in a little bit here after surrendering back-to-back base hits to lead things off in the top of the third.
Quick meeting on the mound as well between Johan Fran Garcia and Matt Duffy. First and second, one down as Theo Arndt will trot his way to the mound, break things up. By the way, our two-man crew today, Theo Arndt and Liana Ricks, our field umpire today here in Salem. Again, just in case you're joining us for the first time this series, Liana Ricks, the first ever umpire to ever umpire. First ever female umpire, I should say, to ever umpire here in Salem.
First ever umpire to ever umpire here in Salem, despite 100 years of baseball almost.
First pitch to Knapchek is taken for a strike in her half. It's nothing in one. Yeah, first ever female umpire to ever umpire here in Salem, Virginia.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool indeed. Saw her behind the plate last night.
Long overdue, but pretty cool.
0-1 to Knapchek. Rocks and fires. It misses low and outside. It's 1-1.
Carter, you know what I think, talking about baseball history here in Salem on a great night like this with the sun setting behind mountains?
What's that?
We got to go play some throwback games down the street.
I know.
At old Kiwanis.
1-1. Wines and fire. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow left. Ranging in his U-10. And he'll make the play on the run, moving to his right for route number two.
And shallow enough. Nobody able to move. That's another one where Duffy's saying thank you. Tried to get the bat on a slider down and away and couldn't quite make solid contact with it. Flared it just 68 off the bat.
Two singles, two flyouts, and now here is Angel Hanau. He singled back in the first. One of the storylines of this series has been Ralphie Velasquez as well as Jason Chirillo. Well, those guys aren't playing tonight, so it's Angel Hanau. The first pitch is taken just inside, and I mean just missed the inner half of the knees. It's 1-0.
It's college night at the ballpark, and you got a bunch of college hooligans taking pictures with Muggsy
down
the right side.
First and second, two down. 1-0 to Hanau. He swings and chops it foul, first base side, and the count evens up at 1-1.
But it's pretty cool, you know. Locally, you got Roanoke College, Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, about 40 minutes down the road. I guess it'd be a long haul from Charlottesville. But
yeah, it's about an hour and a half to Charlottesville from here.
But nice night. Have the college kids out at the park. Some specials going on.
First and second, two down. Scoreless here in the third. Pitch to Hanau. He misses high and away. It's 2-1.
Why not? Follow Education Day up with College night. There we go. Keep the trend going throughout the week.
Yeah, had an 11 a.m. game yesterday. Of course, today, normal 7 p.m. first pitch. Right back to work is Duffy. Rocks fire, swing and a pop-up. Third base side. In foul ground is Lugo. Does he have room? Let's see. And he makes the tumbling grab against the fence for out number three. What a play by Andy Lugo. And just like that, Duffy wiggles in and out of a jam as we move to the home map of the third in Salem, scoreless between the Hillcats and the Beer Mongers. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home map of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beer Mongers for the first time this season on this Thirsty Thursday here in Salem, Virginia. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in as the Sox look to win their first home game of the 2024 season. It goes 9-1-2 in the Sox order. Andy Lugo, who just made quite the catch and foul ground down at third. Miguel Blaise and Antonio Anderson to lead off the frame. Third inning of work for the left-hander Alex Clemmy, the eighth-ranked prospect in the Cleveland Guardians system. First pitch as he winds and fires high and outside on the fastball. It's 1-0. We've talked about it all series long. This Hillcats team is flooded with the future of the Cleveland Guardians. Seven of the top 30 prospects, four of the top 11, three of the top eight, and two of the top five. 1-0, the pitch. Breaking ball just missed outside. It's 2-0.
Yeah, you got a treat if you're a Lynchburg Hillcats fan, because many know at the single-A level, it's not every day that you're loaded with that much star-studded talent. Lynchburg has that here.
2-0 to Lugo, the pitch. He He swings, lines it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Past the leaping Hanau and a leadoff single for Lugo. Past the Sox's first base hit of the contest here in the third.
Beautiful, Carter, able to rifle a fastball. Was down on the outside corner, leaned into it, and just pulled it ever so slightly to the left of the second base bag over the head of the shortstop, Angel Hanau, who is one of the most terrific defensive shortstops in the Carolina League North, in my opinion. What he did tail end of last season and into this year has been pretty impressive.
First pitch to Miguel Blase is swung and missed at. It's nothing and one on the first pitch, breaking ball. The heavyweight matchup of the night, if you will. Number 8 in the Guardian system versus number 5 in the Boston Red Sox system. And Blase, who is still trying to get things going this season at an even 200.
Yeah,
in his second
quiet start.
Season. Yes, sir. Runner off from first. Nobody down. First pitch. Should say 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two on Blase.
And one thing you always want to remind people of this ballpark in particular, it's not always about the batting average. It's not always about the on-base percentage. So I'll let you get the pitch in here, Carter.
Blase popped up back in the first in the infield. 0-2, throw to first will not be in time. Sliding back in safely was Lugo.
It's really all about the advanced metrics. Is he hitting it triple digits off the bat? Is he working into, you know, elongated counts?
Sure.
How's his defense?
0-2 to Blase. He rocks and fires. High and outside on the fastball. It's 1-2.
You know, if you want to go deeper into that, what's the launch angle off the bat?
Yeah, the things that most folks don't see, you know?
Yes.
Beyond the basic numbers. It's the reason why Roman Anthony maybe was promoted last year here in Salem. 1-2. Lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball, and there's one down. Fourth strike out of the day for Clemmy, and here's Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter.
Yeah, he's using that strikeout pitch. No doubt.
Well, here's Anderson, the switch hitter from Atlanta. He digs in from the right side. Walked back in the first. He is also still trying to get things going this season. Lugo off of first, and here's the first pitch from Clemmy. He winds and throws to first, and just getting back in safely was Lugo with the head first slide. And it makes sense, too, with Alex Clemmy, a left-hander, can be a little deceiving on the throw to first. Lugo maybe leaning by a step there, one down here in the frame. Got some speed at first as well. First pitch, kicks and deals. High and outside on the fastball, it's 1-0.
See if Anderson, Carter, can, you know, really put together a nice game. Yesterday did have a hit. Ended up going 1-for-4, though. You know, walk to start things. Get on base 2 to 3 times tonight.
Sure, absolutely. No doubt about it. 1-0, the pitch. High and outside again on the fastball. 2 balls, no strikes on Mr. Anderson.
I think that'd be a win. I think that would show growth if you're Antonio Anderson. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, shoot, sometimes in the minor leagues it does. Once in a while, everything just kind of clicks one day. But
18-year-old out of North Atlanta High School, third-round draft pick a season ago. 2-0, lefty deals. Breaking ball that misses high and away. It's 3-0.
I mean, perfect. Use the at-bat. If he's not going to pitch to you in the zone, take it if you're Antonio Anderson. No need to swing. Showing great discipline.
We mentioned the walk back in the first. Yeah, Atlanta kid who committed to Georgia Tech, and then when the Red Sox game called, he said, well, no thank you to the Yellow Jackets. 3-0. Winds and fires. It misses high and outside again, and a four-pitch walk to Antonio Anderson.
That's growth. On base for the second time tonight, Carter. That's big.
So just like that, first and second, just one out for Johanfran Garcia, the starting catcher.
Did walk 2 walks. In the first game of the series, the 11-4 win for the Hillcats. Walked in the first inning, then again in the ninth. Done it before, but hasn't strung them together like that.
Second consecutive inning, the Sox have a runner in scoring position. Let's see if they can take advantage here. First pitch to Garcia. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball in the dirt. It's nothing and one.
Yeah, And do it too while you got Duffy on the bump, right? Not that the Sox don't have, you know, some weapons in their arsenal in the bullpen, but you see how quickly yesterday was a perfect example how a game can change on a dime when you take your starter out.
No doubt about it. 0-1, the pitch. Swinging a tipper down the first baseline. It chops just to the left of the Lynchburg dugout. Nonetheless, it's quickly 0-2.
Sox took just a 1-0 lead.
But again, immediately surrendered that four-run fourth yesterday.
Right.
Which was big.
And that was as soon as you took out your starter on the hill, who yesterday was Blake Wehunt for the Sox.
Yes. Three scoreless frames for Wehunt. 0-2. Lefty deals. High and away it goes. 1-2 on the fastball. Johan Ron Garcia struck out back in the first. Now down to a cool 375 on the season, right? I mean, he's been absolutely crushing it for the Salem Red Sox.
Yep. Would like to see him get the strikeout numbers a little lower. Seems like when he does get out, it is via the K.
1-2. Swing and a miss right on cue. Got him strike three. Garcia retired on strikes for the second time today. And to the cleanup spot we go with two down for Marvin Alcantara. Fifth strikeout of the day for Alex Clemmie as well. He has been dealing with that breaking ball, too.
Yeah, got him to chase, and he's gotten Garcia with it quite a bit. Some guys haven't really bit at the offer, but Garcia has taken the bait.
Here's Alcantara. He flew out to the warning track back in the first. First pitch, he takes it inside, just below the letters. It's 1-0.
Man, did he get a hold of that
he
thing,
did.
Too.
Straight away center field, Tommy Hawk out in center, crashed up against the left center field wall, making the grab.
He cranked that thing.
Had two hits yesterday, 1-0. Swinging a line drive up the middle, it hit the umpire, and this is going to be what will be a base hit for Alcantara, as the bases are going to be loaded with two down, and goodness gracious,
jeez.
I mean, that got all of Liana Ricks, who luckily gives a thumbs up to the third base dugout. Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's going to go out there and just double check on her? I feel like,
I mean, you're going to see it here if you're watching on MILB TV. I mean, gosh.
She took that on the ribs, Garvin.
Well, and actually, he hit it hard. It's probably a break for Salem. That, you know, with the shortstop, Angel Hanau was waiting to field it
could've
on a
hop.
Could have
had two.
Absolutely. Well, with two down, could have retired the side.
Liana Rick's my hero this week, no matter what. That did not look like it felt good.
First pitch to Garcia. He swings and pops it up foul down the right field line. Sails over the Lynchburg bullpen. Quickly 0-1.
Bases juiced here for the Sox. Carter, they've had runners in scoring position, like you previously alluded to. Really, with two outs both times, you feel like you got to get something out of it.
0-1. It's taken inside for a strike of the knees, a breaking ball, and a beauty. Quickly 0-2 on Yostinson Garcia.
Big players like Garcia got to step up moments like this. He's done it all season. That and 333 right behind his younger brother. I'm sure that's a dialogue in the clubhouse.
The count is 0-2, and the lefty deals. He takes it low and inside again on a fastball. It's 1-2. Bases loaded, two down. Home half of the third year in Salem. No score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Beer Mongers.
Beer Mongers.
On this Thursday evening in Salem, Virginia. 1-2. From the belt and the pitch. A breaking ball that skips in the dirt. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Yeah, he tried to get him to chase. Garcia wasn't having it.
So deuces go wild. Lugo at third. Anderson at second. Garcia, should say Alcantara, is down at first. Yostinson Garcia in the box. 2-2. And the lefty deals. High and outside. The count runs full.
Probably the biggest pitch of the night. Up to this point for sure, but could end up being one of the biggest pitches of the night. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. Bases juiced.
Well, the runners will be off on the pitch, and Garcia will use his timeout here to readjust things and readjust his turquoise blue batting gloves to match the Beer Mongers jersey. Scoreless here in Salem. Sox trying to strike first for the second consecutive evening. 3-2. And the lefty deals. Just missed low and inside. There's ball four. as Lugo trots home, and the Sox strike first here in Salem. It's 1-0 here in the third.
What a take by Jostinson Garcia. Works his second walk, by the way, in his many at-bats. That's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it missed just below the knees, outside of the zone. That's a great take by Garcia.
Just a little bit low it was, as going to see a meeting at the mound now. And that will do it for Alex Clemmie. His second-year manager, Jordan Smith, will take the ball from the left-hander. And there'll be a new arm for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Lynchburg tries to escape a bases-loaded jam with already a run in. We'll tell you about the new pitcher on the other side of this break, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back to Salem 1-0. The Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And the bases remain loaded with two down for Nathaniel Utzon, who digs in from the left side. First pitch as the right-hander curls, and after a long look in, he unfurls. Swinging a chopper right side, it trickles foul. And the count is 0-1.
That is your new favorite verb.
I know. I'm so sorry if I'm using it too much.
No. You picked the perfect moments for it.
Abel Brito is the new pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. Bases loaded, two down, Sox lead at 1-0 here in the third. Brito from the belt. And the righty deals. Swinging a ground ball right side. It's past the dive of Benjamin and into right for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes a second. Flying to second now is Utzon. And here comes a third. The third of the plate will be not in time. A bases clearing double down the right field line for Nathaniel Utzon. And just like that, it's 4-0 Sox here in the third.
And he stays hot, Carter. Came in to tonight 3-for-6 in the series. Worked a walk in his first at-bat. Cranks one to the right side. It gets through the defenders in Knapchack. Benjamin had a chance at it, the first baseman. How about the aggressive base running out of the Sox? Anderson scores with ease. Alcantara scores with ease. But Jostinson Garcia, 8-for-8 on stolen bases. And that's why. He's so darn fast, rounding third, coming in to score as well.
First pitch to De Leon. It's 4-0 in the blink of an eye. Winds and fires. It misses low and inside, 1-0. Goodness gracious, Nathaniel Utzon just stays hot. I mean, that's a ball, Gio, that probably should be a single to right. And just like that, Utzon's on second, and the base is clear. Unbelievable.
And I'll take you back to a full count with two gone.
1-0, the pitch misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes on the fastball.
That really is, on one pitch or so, a four-run swing. You had the bases loaded. 3-2 the count. Sox are able to grab a hit from Marvin Alcantara, and it turns into four runs one batter later.
2-0. Rocks and fires. It misses high and away on the fastball, and just like that, it is 3-0. How quickly has this inning unraveled for the Lynchburg Hillcats? I think it almost caught Knapchack, the cutoff man, off guard so that Garcia was trying to score. 3-0. Utzon off a second. Curls and unfurls. It's a strike on the outer half of the knees. 3-1. Framie De Leon joined the team on Monday. Struck out back in the second. 0 for 4 to start his tenure with the Salem Red Sox. 3-1. Righty deals. It breaks low and inside, and another five-pitch walk sets up first and second with two down for one Montero. How about this? Montero is the ninth hitter to reach the plate for Salem so far this half inning. Andy Lugo, the single. Miguel Blaze, the strikeout. Antonio Anderson, a walk. Johan Fran Garcia, a strikeout. Marvin Alcantara, the single. Justinson Garcia, the bases loaded walk. The double, and now a walk for De Leon sets up first and second with two down.
Carter, this would be the first time at home this year the Sox bat around.
Possibility is there. First pitch as Montero sees a strike, middle, nothing and one. And I think Juan Montero maybe wanted that one back as he bangs his right hand in frustration on the barrel of the bat. First and second, two down. Sox lead it by four. 0-1 to Montero. Righty deals. It skips in the dirt, gets away, and both runners are going to advance 90 feet. As Uten gets to third, De Leon to second. And a wild pitch sets up second and third now with two down here in the frame.
Sometimes when it's going right, it just keeps going right, Carter. And on the flip side of that, when it rains, it pours if you're the Hillcats. Red Sox, though, they've seen a lot of the other side of that so far this year. This got to feel really good, almost like a monkey off the back if you're the Sox early on.
1-1 to Montero. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. Count moves to 1-2.
The key is going to be carry this now, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Continue this momentum throughout the ball game. Can't let it be a lone four runs in the third, and that's it. That might not be enough to get it done.
1-2. Wines and fires. Swing and a pop-up foul down the right field line as it tails into the Lynchburg bullpen. Bounces out of play. We'll reset and do it all over again.
And you'd love it to be enough, right? But just looking at how things have gone this season, and in this series in particular, 11 runs on Tuesday, 7 runs a day ago, you'd have to think you got to score more than 4 to win it, but you're in a great spot.
1-2, and the righty deals in the dirt again. What a stop by Lopez on the backhand, and the count evens up at 2-2. Got to be careful now, too, with Uten down at third. De Leon at second. They've already advanced in this AB on a wild pitch and can't afford to have another here.
Yep.
Three hits on the day for Lynchburg, just two for the Salem Beermongers, but, hey, they lead it 4-0. 2-2. He winds and fires. Swing and a fly ball. Hammered into right, moving back his Gonzalez to his right, and he makes the grab head high for out number three. But how about this? A four spot for the Salem Beermongers as we head to the fourth in Salem. 4-0. The Sox lead it over the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park Nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth in Salem, 4-0. The Salem Beermongers lead the Lynchburg Hillcats here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And covering us for the middle innings of this Thursday contest, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Gorgeous night for baseball here in Salem. 4-0 the score for the Red Sox over the Hillcats in this rendition of the 460 rivalry. Matt Duffy still on the hill for your Red Sox as Lynchburg ready to go 4-5-6 in the batting order. Wilfredo Antunez is in, righty on lefty, the pitch. And a fastball is taken on the outside corner at 93 on the gun. Nothing in one. Well, Sox were able to grab a four-piece in the bottom of the third. If you're just joining us here in Salem, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hacked on and fouled back to the backstop. Nothing in two for Antunez.
Antunez said that line drive up the middle back in the first that nearly took the head off of Matt Duffy.
He was able to snare it for the final out of the frame. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball into the gap in left center field. Both outfielders giving it a run, and it's hauled in by the center fielder, Miguel Blaze. Well, the number five prospect in the Red Sox organization, able to track it down for the first out here in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Miguel Blaze out left center. Antunez certainly gave that ball a ride and able to make the play in center was Blaze on the edge of the track, and he'll take that just like that. There's one down.
Able to golf at a low breaking ball there, Carter. Cranked at 95 off the bat to the outfield grass. Here's Robert Lopez, first pitch. Fastball taken high and away, and the count now 1-0. Well, you take you back to the bottom of the third. Red Sox grabbed four. They did it with three hits out of the Salem Sox. Timely hitting on top of it, 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Situation where you had bases loaded, 3-2 the count with two gone, and it's really a four-run swing. Here's the 1-1 to Lopez. Swing and a ripper foul right side. Skips up into the seats, 1-2. Justinson Garcia, one of your top hitters at the dish, and able to work that full count walk. It brings in a run, and then it set the table for Nathaniel Uten's three-run scoring double. 1-2 to Lopez. Fastball, rifled foul, left side, hit it the opposite way. Count remains a ball at a pair of strikes for the catcher for the Hillcats. Grounded out to second, first time up tonight. That was in the second inning. 4-0 your score here in the top of the fourth on a great night for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle. This is through for a base hit. Robert Lopez stops at first with a one-out single. And the Hillcats are in business here in the top of four, trailing by four runs.
Yeah, this is a big inning for Matt Duffy. You need that shutdown frame here in this situation. Your offense gives you four in the bottom of the third. And, you know, so far in this series, when Salem has scored, you know, on the pitching side of things, they haven't shut down Lynchburg's bats. And so you need to put up a zero here and keep the momentum going forward through the rest of the contest.
Well, Duffy has shown the ability early on, Carter, to work himself out of small jams. First pitch to Gonzalez, fastball taken down and in. 1-0. Esteban Gonzalez struck out swinging his first time up. The right fielder bats sixth in the Hillcats order, appearing for the second time in three games here in Salem this week. The 1-0. Swing and a rifle into right field. This is down in right field grass for another base hit. Back-to-back knocks by the Hillcats. Lopez pumps the brakes at second. And two singles for Lynchburg here in the top of the fourth with one gone.
Yeah, the Hillcats have five hits today. And now with one, Lopez, Gonzalez, Pastrano, Durango. They've done a nice job getting to Matt Duffy in certain situations. We've seen hard hit balls through the left and really through the right side. Justinson Garcia has been a busy man on right so far today.
Duffy's thrown 50 pitches. That got him to the 50 mark, Carter. Half a century, if you will. 33 of them have found the zone for strikes. He's thrown 3 1/3 up to this point. Got runners on first and second with one gone. 4-0 game, top of the fourth. Sox on top. First pitch to Hawk is taken on a breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Tommy Hawk played some big-time baseball in Omaha last year in the College World Series with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Went on quite the run. Game shy of playing for a national title, 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike on the inner portion of the zone, 1-1. And Hawk's been pretty solid this week for the Hillcats. Base hit yesterday, and then another one in the sixth. Went 2-for-4 with a walk. Scored a run on top of it. He's got two on with one gone. The 1-1 pitch misses below the knees. Breaking ball out of the zone. 2-1. Then you look at Tuesday and what he was able to do. Kind of the same story for this squad. Came in, played a big impact. Former Demon Deke out of the ACC. 2-1. Called his strike. Top of the zone at the letters on a fastball. Off the right arm of Matt Duffy. Just above 50 pitches. Continuing to command the zone well this afternoon.
And Tommy Hawk, you mentioned it. No stranger to big-time baseball with his time in Winston-Salem in the College World Series.
2-2. This is down and in. Breaking ball. Trickles away from Garcia. Not far enough for anybody to move as young 21-year-old catcher gobbles it up for the Sox, tosses it back to the dugout. New pearl for Duffy for this full count with one gone, runners on first and second. This offense has given him some cushion. You play with a different level of confidence when you hold a 4-0 lead. Duffy with a look in from the belt, glances to second, kicks and deals, 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. And did he get a piece of that, Carter? I think he did.
I believe Theo Arndt said he got a piece of it. In and out of the glove of Garcia. But you can always go back to it.
Why not? 84, hit him with a slider. We'll do it again with the full count. First and second occupied for the Hillcats. One gone. Payoff pitch. Swing and a poke ball up the middle. Past the diving glove of Alcantara. And runners on every base now for the Hillcats. That's back-to-back-to-back singles for Lynchburg here in the top of the fourth.
Well, and doing it in different ways, too, right? I mean, Lopez through the right side, Gonzalez, the little ground ball through the right side. Well, then Tommy Hawks, I mean, he's been excellent over the past 10 days or so for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Another single here, and I think we're going to see a quick meeting at the mound now as Juan Rivera will race out to the bump.
Meeting of the minds, if you will. Juan Rivera in his first season with a promotion here, now the pitching coach for the Salem Sox. 4-0, Red Sox, beer mongers tonight. They're on top. Despite that, Carter, they're being out hit, though, by the Hillcats at this point in time.
Yeah, currently 6-2 on the scoreboard here in Salem.
Let's see what the live stats says.
Stats have
6-3, and I thought it was 3 as well, because you know, you could have gone back and forth on whether or not there was an error on 3 hits in that third inning, but I agree favoring on the side of the hit with that one. So 3 hits for the Sox, 1 error though for the Hillcats instead of 2. Bases loaded for Jose Pastrano. 1 gone, the pitch, breaking ball misses outside, 1-0.
Tommy Hawk, who's down at first, too, came into this one 9 for his last 23, I should say. Staying hot, and that's what has made this Lynchburg team so dangerous here in Salem this week, and a big-time opportunity here to try and cut into this deficit.
Righty on lefty, 1-0, misses high and in with a breaking ball, looping curveball out of the zone, and, you know, you hate to say it, but that one was missed by home plate umpire and Theo Arndt. That was in there. Instead, it's 2-0. Yep, according to Trackman. 2-0 on the way. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike for Jose Pastrano, a 143 hitter. 2 runs batted in. He's got a hit already today. One of 6 hits for the Hillcats. Despite the 6 hits, they haven't gotten on the board. 2-1. Swing and a line drive into center field. Blaise able to catch it on the run. Miguel Blaise hucks it into home as a run comes in to score. It's backed up by Matt Duffy. It was over the head of Johan Fran Garcia. So a sacrifice fly to make it a 4-1 ball game. And with the Red Sox not paying full attention, Tommy Hawk just grabbed second base, Carter. There's runners on second and third now instead of runners on the corners.
Yeah, he just darted to second out of nowhere, too. I don't know if Duffy thought time was called, but was kind of walking back to the mound and you know, Tommy Hawk takes advantage, and that may seem like a little thing for now, but hey, if there's a base hit here from Luis Durango, I mean, that's crucial. Runner in scoring position would make this a 4-3 ball game here in Salem.
Two gone runners in scoring position on second and third for Luis Durango, a 333 hitter, might I add. First pitch, and the lefty pops it up right side. Underneath it is the right fielder, Justin Sin-Garcia, and he makes the pinch with that neon leather for the final out. Hillcats grab one in the top of the fourth. They bring themselves back within three. Red Sox, Beer Mongers, tonight on Thirsty Thursday, up 4-1. Home half of the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Home half of the fourth on tap for you here on Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. 4-1, the Salem Red Sox, the Beer Mongers tonight, every Thursday throughout the 2024 season. They're on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats, 4-1. Game three of a six-game set here in Salem this week between the two teams in the 2024 season's first rendition of the 460 rivalry, Carter. Coming into the series, these two were tied all time, dating back to 1968, 605-605. Crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous. And the Hillcats have won the first two this week.
First pitch to Andy Lugo. He looks at a breaking ball downstairs. 1-0. Red Sox ready to go 9-1-2 in the batting order.
Yeah, that was the, what, that was the Salem Rebels and the Lynchburg White Sox way back in the day in 68.
Indeed. 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside, two balls and no strikes for Lugo. Just shy of 300, batting 296 for the Red Sox. Got a hit already today, came around to score. Part of four runs in the third inning for the Salem Sox. They lead it 4-1. 2-0 delivery. Fastball misses inside. Three balls, no strikes for Andy Lugo, and the Red Sox have been really disciplined at the plate. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 walks worked by the Salem Sox so far tonight with a 4-1 lead.
Yes, yes, they absolutely have been.
3-0 offering on the way. Fastball misses high and tight. A four-pitch walk to lead things off for the Sox in the bottom of the fourth inning. You'll take that all day long. Andy Lugo on base for the second time in as many at-bats.
Yeah, honestly, seven walks in a game at this point, the fourth is actually kind of crazy. You know, Alex Clemmie was fairly sharp, but a couple walks here and there, and then the right-hander Brito having trouble finding the zone on for a second inning of work.
Top of the order, Miguel Blazes in. Righty on righty, runner on first to pitch. Fastball down and in. Five pitches so far this inning, and they've all missed the zone for Abel Brito. And now a meeting of the minds on the hill between him and Robert Lopez, his battery mate tonight. Take a look at what he has done so far. 18 pitches. He's actually thrown seven of them for strikes, Carter, so the struggles to locate have mostly come in this frame now. He came in for the starter, and Alex Clemmie, who was responsible for all but one of the Red Sox six walks up to this point.
Yeah, five straight balls to start the frame obviously is not ideal. Six hits on the day for Lynchburg, just three for the Salem Beer Mongers, but they've capitalized on those walks, and they've gotten big-time hits in big-time situations, and obviously that's why Salem's on top by three.
1-0 to Blaze. Swing and a miss. He got him. 91-mile-an-hour fastball handcuffed him on the inside part of the zone, 1-1. Blaise Acool, 195, a tick below the Mendoza line. Really could use a base hit here with a runner on first, nobody out. Brito deals, 1-1. Fastball belted into the air, shallow right field. Underneath it is Gonzalez. He swings the arm, raises the left hand into the air to make the catch for out number one. 0 for 3 now for Miguel Blaise tonight. Brings up Antonio Anderson. Quite the contrary to that, he's actually 0 for 0. He's worked a pair of walks. Came around to score in the third.
And now he'll turn around and bat from the left side with the ready Brito in the ballgame.
Switch hitter for the Red Sox. So impressive at 18 years old. Pick off over to first. Head first slide for Lugo, and he's in there. Says field umpire Liana Ricks, who was drilled by a line drive earlier tonight.
Yeah, honestly, I've seen umpires get hit before, but I don't know if I've seen one get hit that dead on before than we did this evening.
First pitch to Anderson. Fastball outside, 1-0. Antonio Anderson, two walks today, batting 108 on the young campaign. 18-year-old out of Atlanta, Georgia. One time a commit to Georgia Tech to play for the Yellow Jackets. One ball, no strikes, one gone. Runner on first. And the pitch. Fastball called a strike on the inner half, 1-1. Carter, I got the opportunity last weekend to go down there to Atlanta. Virginia Tech was playing Georgia Tech in the ACC Coastal. And what a ballpark and set of facilities that they have. Really one of the most underrated spots in the conference. 1-1 to Anderson. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and in, 1-2.
And probably the best backdrop in the ACC, too. I've never been to their baseball stadium. I've only walked by it.
It's tucked perfectly into downtown, midtown, I should say, Atlanta. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball, shallow center field. It's got a chance. Hawk ranges in, makes a hip-high catch for out number two. Fly out to center for Anderson on a soft liner up the middle. And Hawk can cover so much ground out there. You saw him full sprint, make a haul in at the wall, colliding with the row furniture sign in left center. And then that time he's able to come all the way in on a soft fly ball and make a hip-high snag. Here's Johan Fran Garcia, the catcher for the Sox tonight. Runner on first, two gone. 4-1, they lead it. The pitch. Breaking ball misses downstairs, and the runner takes off for second as it trickled away from Robert Lopez. Free bag for Andy Lugo, and that's big. Places a runner in scoring position with two gone here, Carter, in the home half of the fourth.
Oh, now a base hit here can make this a 5-1 game. Get that run right back that you surrendered in the top half of the frame. Johan Fran Garcia certainly, regardless of the two strikeouts, a nice candidate to do just that.
1-0 to Garcia. Misses down and away with a slider at 86. 2-0. We're calling that a pass ball. By the way, I don't think it was quite wild, so
let's
to
see.
Speak.
They'll give that a wild pitch.
They're going to give it a wild pitch. All right.
Abel Brito.
Runner on second for the Sox. Large lead for Andy Lugo. Held on by Knapchek. Two balls, no strikes for Garcia, and the pitch. Skips up in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes. And big at-bat here for Johan Fran. Top batting average on the Red Sox roster, batting 364. It's actually come down tonight because he struck out twice. Two swinging strikeouts, part of five for the starter in Alex Clemmie. He's batting nearly 400 before the night started. 3-0. Misses downstairs, and it deflects off the mitt of Lopez. Four-pitch walk for Johan Fran Garcia, and the big-bodied catcher takes first. Runners on first and second with two gone. Bottom of the fourth if you're just joining us on Thirsty Thursday here in Salem. 4-1, Sox on top. Actually being out-hit by Lynchburg 6-3, but Salem has made the most out of their opportunities, and Lynchburg has not.
No, they haven't. And I think the storyline of this game, I should say, so far, is obviously the big-time hit, the bases clearing, double off the bat of Nathaniel Yetem. But then on top of that, eight walks for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And I think as a result of that, that's going to be it for Brito. As Jordan Smith comes out to the bumper. Excuse me, this is Tony Arnold, the pitching coach. So Brito may remain in the game. But regardless, eight walks in the fourth inning is pretty crazy, actually. And it's hard to win a game when you're issuing that amount of free passes and now an opportunity here with the bases loaded. two outs for somebody like Marvin Alcantara, who singled back in the third. If he rips one in the gap here, this is a 7-1 game, and that's going to be a tough deficit to come back from if you're Lynchburg.
No doubt about it. Well, home plate umpire and Theo Arndt says, all right, let's break up the party here. Runners on first and second for the Sox. Two gone. 4-1, they lead it. Looking for more here in the home half of the fourth inning. This is one thing that Salem has not done so far this season at home, which is when they're ahead, continue to play with the lead and score more than just chunks early in the game. First pitch to Marvin Alcantara. And he looks at a fastball down and in, 1-0.
And I apologize, I said bases loaded. First and second.
It's all right. Ozzy Chavez decked out in the Beer Mongers jerseys. He was standing on third.
He fooled me there for a minute.
It happens. First and second for the Sox. 1-0 to Alcantara. And he looks at a breaking ball that misses just a hair below the knees. Two balls and no strikes for the 128 hitting Marvin Alcantara. He has four runs batted in this season. Looking for number five. First and second. Brito with a long look in. Glances to second. Kicks and deals 2-0. Fastball downstairs 3-0. And you have to think that if Brito does walk him full here, that might be it.
Probably so. I mean, nine walks would be, I mean, it's well within reach at this point, but the first four innings, it's pretty unheard of at the professional level.
3-0 to Alcantara. Called a strike on the inside corner at 91. Solid pitch to get him over. Two
just
gone.
Makes the inside of the zone. Theo Arndt with the strike call there. Count goes to 3-1.
Big pitch coming. 3-1. Runners on first and second. Two gone. Sox by three. The pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle past the diving glove of Hanau. Rounding third, coming on in for the Red Sox. Andy Lugo scores. Foot first slide, and they got Johan Fran Garcia. They got him. Leano Ricks, the field umpire. I thought she pumped the fist. Did she not, Carter?
I believe the ball came loose at the last minute, so they will call him safe. Nonetheless, 5-1 lead for the Salem Red Sox. How about that big-time hit for Marvin Alcantara?
So Alcantara awarded the RBI double. Stands at second. Johan Fran Garcia at third. Pair of runners in scoring position for the Sox. They lead it 5-1 for Justin Singh Garcia. First pitch. And he takes a slider on the inner part of the zone. Nothing in one.
Justin Singh Garcia walked two times today. The big time walk came a frame ago with the bases loaded. Big time take on the inner half.
0-1 to Garcia. He swings and misses on a slider outside. Nothing in two. Garcia so far tonight, he's walked twice, scored in the third. He actually walked in a run with the bases loaded on that 3-2 count. Facing an 0-2 here. It's on the way. Swing and a miss. He fooled him again with that slider down and away, and it brings the inning to a close. Red Sox grab one more. They lead it 5-1. Heading to the top of the fifth after this, you're tuning into Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Road half of the fifth on tap for you here on Thirsty Thursday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox having a good night early on. 5-1, they lead it over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Sox trying to get right. They dropped the first two games of this six-game set this week here in Salem, looking to get back on the right track. And the right-handed pitcher, your starter tonight, Matt Duffy, back out there for a fifth inning of work, Carter. Something that we do not typically see at the single-A level is a guy go 5, 6, 7, and Duffy gaining some distance here for the Sox.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's not something we've really seen a ton so far this year. Blake Wehunt was so stout for Salem the other night, but still only three innings, and, you know, to see Matt Duffy get another turn on him for his fifth inning of work, crucial here, with three outs, would have the opportunity for the win.
First pitch to Juan Benjamin, taken high, fastball out of the zone, 1-0.
You know, we were talking about it with Duffy. He's somebody who has not picked up a decision yet this year.
Yep.
It would be big time to have him in line for the victory. And I think we have a... Oh, something's going on here.
I'm not sure.
Is the pitch clock out?
Yeah.
There we go. Must have been waiting for that.
You need that in the modern era of baseball. 1-2-3 for the Hillcats. Juan Benjamin is in. 1-0 pitch. Fastball sizzled high and away. Misses the zone. 2-0. He's followed up by Christian Knapchek, the second baseman, and Angel Hanau, the shortstop, in the three-hole. Hanau has one of the six hits for the Hillcats tonight. The 2-0 swung on and crushed down the right field line, foul by about 4.5 feet, 2-1.
Juan Benjamin, nice piece down the right field line, but just allowed strike for Matt Duffy. You'll take that, obviously, 10 times out of 10, and Benjamin back to work.
Able to turn on a curveball, had triple, really, written all over it.
With all the space on the right field line as well.
To his pull side and followed by about 5 feet. 2-1 the count, 5-1 Sox on top. Nobody on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high and away. Three balls at a strike for Juan Benjamin. Up twice tonight. He struck out in the first, flew out to left field in the third. Here we are, top of five. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high heat. Handcuffed him on the inside corner. Oh, 3-2. Oh, Carter, we all have those in. It happens. What can I say?
It happens. It happens. Juan Benjamin just out in front of that fastball. Or behind it, I should say.
Matt Duffy on the rubber for the Sox. Long look in. Brings it to the belt. Kicks and deals. 3-2. Misses inside. Full count walk worked by Benjamin. And rather than the strikeout that I had alluded to, it's actually a no-out base runner, base on balls here for the Hillcats at the top of the fifth.
I'll tell you what, first walk of the day for Matt Duffy. He's thrown strikes throughout the day. What, that's 1, 2, 3 strikeouts, and now just a walk. Christian Knapchek now will try and start a little bit of a rally here in the fifth for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
We've just seen him be so composed through adversity as well. First pitch to Knapchek as he pulls back a bunt on a fastball high and away, 1-0. Faced adversity a couple of times, right? Had runners on second and third last inning. Had runners on first and second the inning before that. Was able to continue to work through it. Pick up the final crucial outs. Pick off over to first. Head first slide. Sees Benjamin in there safely. One ball, no strikes for Christian Knapchek, 226 hitter. 0-for-2 as well today. Same fashion as Benjamin, a strikeout and a fly out to left. Righty on, lefty. Duffy hurls and unfurls the 1-0. Fastball high, 2-0.
Just missed on the outer half of the plate. Christian Knapchek, the former Louisville Cardinal. Some more ACC blood in this Lynchburg-Salem series.
Duffy spins the 2-0, swung on, fisted into the air, shallow center field. Going back is Alcantara. Blaise calls him off, and the center fielder makes a hip-high catch for out number one.
Just got underneath that one to Christian Knapchek in the routine flyout to Miguel Blaise, who has been busy out in center field today. That's his third put out. The one that stands out was the Wilfredo Antunez long drive to straightaway center that he caught kind of tumbling on the edge of the track. So nice play defensively for the Red Sox number five prospect.
Angel Hanau is in, ready on lefty once more with a runner on first, the first pitch. He swings, rifles the ball high into the gap, right center field. Going back is Garcia, and he plays it off the top of the wall. Is this gone? It is. It hit off the scoreboard. the very bottom part of the scoreboard. It's a two-run blast from Angel Hanau. And just like that, Lynchburg back within two.
Well, that's Cleveland's 11th best prospect in the system. His second homer of the season. And the top prospects in the Guardian system continue to plague Salem throughout this series. And Hanau, just a bomb out to right center. And Johanfran, or Jostensen Garcia, I should say, can only watch.
5-3, the new score here in Salem. Wilfredo Antunez in the first pitch, and he lifts this one into the air. Foul territory, left side. And it escapes into the seats, nothing in one. Yeah, he gave that thing a ride. No doubt, Carter. Clanked it off the scoreboard in right center field. And now with two hits now on the day, he is 2-for-3. The 0-1 swing, and it's fisted back to the backstop. Nothing in two. Fastball high and tight.
It's a big two runs for Lynchburg. Makes this a two-run game. Matt Duffy now right back to work, though. Encouraging to see him up in the count already. 0-2 on Tunez.
Keeps the pressure on here for the Beermongers. Your Salem Sox on a Thursday night. 0-2 pitch. Swing at a fly ball. Left side. Giving it a run towards foul territory. U10. And he has to watch it. Clink off the wall and left. Foul. Nothing in two. Just not enough real estate to get underneath that thing.
Nonetheless, Antunez doing a nice job staying alive in the AB. Matt Duffy continuing to pound the strike zone, which is obviously ever so crucial in this situation.
Sox looking for outs. One gone, nobody on. Nothing in two, the count. And here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left side once again. Chasing after it, U10, and it's foul. Out of the warning track, down the left side. Antunez chipping away, still 0-2. Robert Lopez, the catcher, is on deck. Esteban Gonzalez in the hole. Both of those two have a hit today. Seven hits for the Hillcats to Salem's four. 0-2 delivery. High and in with a fastball that Antunez ducks away from. 1-2.
Antunez, another top 30 prospect in the system. I mean, this team is just littered with the future of the Cleveland Guardians.
Duffy the 1-2. Swing at a rifle. Right side, foul. Just to the outreached hand of Juan Montero, fouled by about 10 and a half feet. 1-2 it'll stay, but that's deceiving because he's fouled off about three or four pitches here, Carter.
And doing a nice job. I mean, Antunez has had good ABs throughout the whole series and right back to work here.
1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball upstairs at the letters. Strikes him out. Two gone with nobody on. Here in the top of the fifth inning, two runs have scored on a two-run blast from Angel Hanau. Brings up Robert Lopez, the catcher.
And I think we're going to see a change on the bump here. Matt Duffy, man, oh, man, an out away from being in line for the victory. But Liam Carroll is going to take the ball here. And the Sox and the Beermongers this evening will go to the bullpen for the first time today.
Duffy picks up his fourth strikeout. Able to end it on a positive note. We'll step aside with a call to the bullpen here in Salem. 5-3, Sox on top. Base is empty with two gone in the top of the fifth when we return. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Two runs have scored here in the top of the fifth inning in Salem for the Hillcats. They've brought it back within two. 5-3 the score, Salem on top. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fantastic Thursday night for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. Robert Lopez is in. Two gone, bases empty for the catcher. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. And he swings, rifles it right side. Gloved on a hop by Montero. He chases Lopez to the bag, and he steps on it for out number three. Didn't even get a chance to tell you all about Roymond Blanco. The new arm on the hill for the Red Sox will tell you all about the 23-year-old next time he toes the rubber. Home half of five after this. Sox clinging on to a two-run lead, 5-3. They're on top here in Salem. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball. All season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the fifth here in Salem. 5-3, Red Sox on top over the arch rivals, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Carter, fantastic night to be out at the ballpark. Pretty good crowd on hand here for college night. Thirsty Thursday. Red Sox decked out in the beer mongers jersey. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Nowhere other than Salem Memorial Ballpark on this Thursday evening. College night, you see a lot of maroon in the stands for obvious reasons.
Here's Nathaniel Uten, first pitch, and he looks at a fastball outside. Count 1-0. Abel Brito remains on the hill for the Lynchburg Hillcats, decked out in the road grays. Even got the road gray lids on tonight.
Yeah, that's an interesting look.
Sox in the Carolina-esque blue. The navy blue sleeves, red letters and numbers, and home plate umpire. And Theo Arndt calls a pitch clock violation against Abel Brito. That makes it 2-0 for Nathaniel Uten. First one we've seen tonight.
Nathaniel Uten with the bases clearing double down the right field line. His last time up really changed this game.
2-0 pitch to a red-hot Uten. And he takes it below the knees. Fastball out of the zone. Three balls and no strikes. Uten with a huge, and I mean huge, bases clearing, three RBI double in the third, allowing the Red Sox to explode. They have a 5-3 lead. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Misses outside, four-pitch walk to lead things off in the bottom of five for Nathaniel Uten and the Red Sox.
Jeez, the walk bug just continues to bite the Lynchburg Hillcats. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 walks at this point in the game.
Brito has thrown 39 pitches, 17 for strikes. Here's Framie De Leon, the second baseman in the 7-hole for the Red Sox. Juan Montero on deck, Andy Lugo in the 9 spot in the hole. First pitch, and he laces it out to left field, high into the air, and it's tailing foul. Escapes into the Red Sox bullpen, nothing and one. Framie De Leon today, he walked in the third. Also struck out swinging, that was in the second. Up for the third time tonight. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Sox on top, 5-3. Runner on first, nobody out. 0-1 delivery. Slider outside, 1-1.
Framie De Leon still seeking his first base hit here in Salem.
Carter, I want to bring you back to the top of the organization. Tanner Houck, last night at Fenway Park, did something that hasn't been done in quite some time. 1-1 pitch to De Leon. Fastball high. 2-1 now the count for Framy De Leon. Well, Tanner Houck at Fenway last night. Complete game. Shutout. 2-0 win for the Red Sox. But it gets even better. Mm-hmm. Gave up just 3 hits. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a line drive on the ground up the middle. It's gloved by Hanau. He steps on second, fires to first, double play.
Nice play by Angel Hanau. And it is a good thing for Mr. Brito that he did not make contact with that ball. I don't know if you saw, Gio. He tried to barehand it up the middle.
Oof.
And that was on his throwing hand. So it's a good thing that got through for him. But he tried to, again, instincts take over. You reach your right hand out. But he tried to barehand it up the middle.
Well, you felt like you were in a great spot with a runner on first and nobody out. All of a sudden, double play. There's two gone. Nobody on for Juan Montero. The pitch. Misses downstairs and away. Got away from Lopez. And you wish you had guys on for a wild pitch
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
1-0. Montero tonight flew out and struck out. And going back to Tanner Houck at Fenway. So 3 hits. Didn't walk anybody. 9 strikeouts. Game lasted an hour and 49 minutes. The 1-0. Fouled back. 1-1.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I want you to tell this.
No. I'm going to let you take it. Go for it.
Complete game shutout, as you alluded to. First for the Red Sox since 2022. That was Nathan Eovaldi, former Red Sox 2018 World Series hero.
1-1. Misses downstairs below the knees on a breaking ball. 2-1.
But to do that in 94 pitches is incredible. And in the pitch clock era, it's not exactly uncommon for a quicker game, but an hour and 49 minutes is absolutely ridiculous. That's a ride from Blacksburg to Lynchburg.
Yeah, seriously, it is. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball foul right side into the seats. And a souvenir for some college folk. Tussle for the foul ball. 2-2. Yeah, Dave O'Brien, longtime voice of the Boston Red Sox, him and Kevin Youkilis on the call for the New England Sports Network kept joking, we don't know what to do with the rest of our night. And you kept saying, well, Dave, I know you were out at the clubs after the ball game.
Oh, gosh. They're not in Miami.
No, 2-2. Misses outside, 3-2. But he said there was just a glow around Boston as everyone walked out of Fenway Park at about 9:10 at night. Thinking, hey, what's next? Quick ball game usually lasts 3 hours, and instead it was an hour 49 minutes. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a lace ball left side. Off the diving glove of Angel Hanau. And it's a two-out single for Juan Montero.
Juan Montero trying to start a two-out rally. No shot there really for Angel Hanau. Even if he fields it cleanly, I don't think you're even throwing out Juan Montero on that one. I mean, the hat flew off. He dove completely into the outfield grass. Nonetheless, Montero reaches. Red Sox fifth base hit of the day. And we're going to have a quick meeting at the bump now for Lynchburg. We've seen now 4 of these today by my counts.
I think this might do it.
Yep, they're going to go to the bullpen.
I think Jordan Smith going to make a call to the bullpen here in Salem. Red Sox got a 2-out runner on first off the barrel of Juan Montero. Hit a ball into left field grass. 5-3 Red Sox on top. We'll step aside. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Matt Jacek, the new arm on the hill for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Red Sox lead it 5-3 here in the home half of the fifth. Two gone for the Sox. Juan Montero stands on first for the Salem Beer Mongers tonight. Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark. Juan Montero able to crank a bullside single into left field. Two-out base hit for the Sox. And an inning that got off to a good start. Nathaniel Uten walked here in the home half of the fifth to lead things off. And then Framie De Leon ended up hitting into a 4-3 double play. Angel Hanau, the shortstop. 6-3 double play, actually, is how I should have scored it. Angel Hanau, the shortstop, able to make it defensively for the Hillcats. Nine-hole hitting third baseman Andy Lugo digs in from the right side for the Salem Sox. Righty-on-righty matchup going up against Matt Jacek. Third arm of the night for the Hillcats. Red Sox into just their first pitcher out of the pen. First pitch to Lugo. And he takes a sizzling fastball in the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Montero on first. 5-3 Sox lead it if you're just joining us here in Salem. Two gone. Nothing to one the count for Andy Lugo. 321 hitter. He's been hot. 0-1 delivery. Check swing. Pitch misses down and away as Lugo able to just kind of pull the bat off his right shoulder. Didn't go. 1-1.
Andy Lugo had the first base hit of the day for Salem back in the third. That's what really sparked that rally. Led off the frame with the single, and then eventually four runs able to cross for the Salem Sox.
1-1 pitch. Check swing again. Pitch misses down and away. Slider out of the zone. Two balls and a strike for Andy Lugo.
You know, Gio, I'm having trouble with I'm trying to mix up Sox and Red Sox and Beer Mongers. But how about Saturday? And we'll get to that a little bit later. There's your teaser, if you will.
Interesting name for the first time in Salem Sox history on Saturday evening. The 2-1. Check swing again. Pitch misses down and in again. Three balls in a strike for Lugo, who batting 321. BA took a little bit of a hit yesterday. Went 0-for-4 with a trifecta of strikeouts. But strong on Tuesday with a base hit. Hit by pitch, a walk. And a ground out. 3-1 to Lugo. Runner goes from first. Check swing. Called a strike. Throw down to second. And they didn't get him.
Ooh.
So a stolen bag for Juan Montero. Showing off his speed on the base pass. Runner in scoring position for the Sox. 3-1 count for Lugo with two gone here in the home half of the fifth.
We're going to see a replay on MILB TV if you're watching. That was close. Angel Hanau thought they had him.
He's safe. Looked like the left hand reached the base before the tag was applied. Full count now for Lugo, 3-2. Runner on second, the pitch. Just a hair outside on a fastball out of the zone, and Lugo is awarded first. What a take on a full count with two gone, Carter.
What a take indeed, and we've seen a lot of those for the Salem Red Sox today. Borderline pitches that are called outside of the zone.
I mean, that is...
as borderline as it gets right there, just the bottom right-hand corner that...
It missed
by the slightest of margins.
The time, I mean, we're talking, we're squinting.
We are on TrackMan. Into the TrackMan computer.
I'm talking pixels on my laptop screen. But it's out of the zone. Great eye by Theo Arndt, the home plate umpire. Runners on first and second for the Sox. Top of the order, Miguel Blaze, first pitch. And he takes down and in, 1-0.
That's 10 walks today for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Pixels. That one was not pixels.
That was not pixels, no. But, I mean, that's as close as you can get on the prior pitch.
Yes, no doubt. Great take. Righty-on-righty matchup, Miguel Blaze, 0-for-3 tonight. Looking to crack out of a little bit of a slump, the 1-0. Fastball called a strike. Top of the zone, 1-1. First and second for the Sox, Juan Montero had the two-out single, stole second. Now Andy Lugo is in. On first, here's Miguel Blaze. 1-1 offering. Fastball sizzled in there right over the heart of the plate at 91, and it's 1-2. If there was ever a pitch to swing at, it was that one.
Big spot here for Miguel Blaze. Still seeking. You know, he had that bases clear and double on Tuesday, but trying to span together a couple of really good ABs. Big opportunity here.
1-2. Just outside. Fastball out of the zone. Deuces go wild here in Salem. Matt Jacek, 6-foot, 22-year-old righty. 18th round pick to the Guardians out of Indiana State. First and second, two gone. 5-3 lead for the Sox, bottom of five. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He fooled him with a slider down and away. Hit him with a breaking ball. And Miguel Blaze strikes out for the second time tonight. Red Sox, no runs. They do it with one hit, no errors, and a pair left on base. 5-3, they lead it. Top of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
5-3, Sox lead it, heading to the top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a thirsty Thursday. The Salem Beer Mongers for a night against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Third game of the week, Hillcats lead it 2-0 heading into Thursday. A 7-2 win yesterday for an 11:05 a.m. first pitch in Salem and an 11-4 win for the Hillcats on Tuesday night. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. Lynchburg ready to go 6-7-8 in the batting order. Esteban Gonzalez, the right fielder, ready to dig in. 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a base hit today. First pitch on the way. And he looks at a fastball top of the zone. 0-1. Well, didn't really get a chance to tell you all about Roymond Blanco for the Red Sox. Came in to grab the final out on the first pitch. Last inning, he kicks and deals, 0-1. Fastball outside, ball at a strike. Roymond Blanco comes in for Matt Duffy, who had the start for the Sox today. Roymond, a 23-year-old righty, he deals, swing and a miss. Fooled him with a breaking ball, 1-2. Out of La Guaira in Venezuela. 2-1 win-loss record this year with a 3.18 ERA. He's appeared in third games, making his fourth today. This one's popped up, falls back into the seats. 1-2, it'll remain for Gonzalez. Pitched 5 2/3 innings up to this point, has 3 strikeouts to his name. He's pitched against Carolina and then twice on the road in Delmarva. Pitched twice in a 3-day span against the Shorebirds.
Up in Salisbury, Maryland.
Pitched on Wednesday. Again on Friday. The 1-2. Swing and a rifle. Right side. Gloved on a hop by Montero. Underhands to a covering Blanco. One gone.
Nice play there by Roymond Blanco. Getting off the bump. And Montero just kind of leading him into the bag. And just like that. One up, one down. And again, this is a big inning for Salem. You have a 2-run lead. You gave up 2 in the fifth. Now in the sixth, if you can keep this up, a 2-run advantage, especially against this part of the Lynchburg order, you got to be feeling pretty good about things going forward the rest of the way.
Brings up Tommy Hawk. First pitch, and he pulls back a bunt. Called a strike, 83 on a slider that rips back into the zone. 0-1. Tommy Hawk today, a dangerous bat. Base hit in the fourth, stole a base, lined out to the shortstop, and Marvin Alcantara tonight as well. 0-1, this is rifled right side, scooped up by Montero to a covering Blanco for out number two. Rinse and repeat for the Red Sox defensively. 3-1 put out if you're scored at home, and there's two away here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, that was a carbon copy right there. You took the lather, rinse, repeat right out of my mouth on that one.
5-3 Red Sox on top here in the top of the sixth inning. Spectacular night for baseball. Now the sun is completely set back behind the mountains. Darkness has fallen here in Salem. The lights are on at the ballpark. First pitch to Jose Pastrano, and he cranks it right side. Gloved by Montero. He says, I'll take it myself this time. Steps on the first base bag for out number three. Montero busy in the top of the sixth. Hillcats sat down a 1-2-3 in that order. Bottom of the sixth after this. 5-3 lead for the Sox. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the sixth here in Salem, 5-3 lead for the Sox. Salem looking for a little bit of insurance here. Being out hit by the Hillcats, 7-5. Sox looking for their first win of the series and their first win of the 2024 season here at home. Have started here at home 0-5 despite five wins on the road. And Carter, this team has actually lost seven consecutive home games dating back to the final two home games of last season. Trying to nip that in the bud here early on in the year. Sit at 5-6. Tied with Lynchburg in the Carolina League North. Here's Antonio Anderson, righty on lefty matchup, the first pitch. And he swings and tips it into the glove of Robert Lopez, nothing and one. Still on the hill, commanding the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's Jacek, 18th round pick for the Guardians out of Indiana State, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, got him with a slider down and away once again, nothing and two. Antonio has walked twice tonight in the first and the third. Came around to score, part of four runs for the Sox in that third inning. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and Anderson sat down on three pitches.
Yeah, Antonio Anderson, second time he's retired tonight. Now 0-2, but Johan Fran Garcia now. Walk his last time up. An opportunity to squander a base runner in this frame if you're the Salem Sox.
Jacek with his second strikeout for Lynchburg tonight. Here's Johan Fran Garcia, the pitch, and he rifles it foul left side. Nothing in one for the 364 hitting catcher with two homers on the year. Him and his brother, Jostingson, lead the team with two home runs a pop. Both of them came last week against the Delmarva Shorebirds on the road. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Brought him to a knee with a breaking ball, nothing in two. And again, this ballpark does not fare well for home runs.
No, it does not. I think we've seen maybe four here this year in total.
Salem last year, dead last in the Carolina League in home runs. And home ballpark, a big part as to why, is the 0-2 misses down and away, 1-2. And on top of it, actually hit a franchise low for home runs. So a mix between not having the explosive bats and a cavernous park. I think when you look at the franchise perspective, first the 1-2 is golfed foul left side. 1-2 it'll stay. A big part of it is the fact that Salem dropped down post-COVID to the single-A level.
They did. They were high A for quite a long period of time.
There was one point in time where they were double A, way back in the day.
Way back when?
And I think that regression, and not necessarily talent, the 1-2, Lace left side. Hard hit ball into the air. Durango going back, and it's over his head. Johan Fran Garcia rounds first, headed into second, and he slides in there. Didn't have to, but the dramatic effect in the foot-first slide for a one-out double.
Man, he ripped that ball out to left. No shot for the twisting and turning Durango. And sixth hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox, and in scoring position now is Johan Fran Garcia.
Left him a breaking ball middle-middle, and he tattooed it 104 off the bat. One-out double for Johan Fran Garcia. Could have been standing up, and the Garcia brothers have a flair for the dramatics.
They do.
Marvin Alcantara in, first pitch, and he takes a breaking ball that rips through the middle of the zone, nothing and one.
You know, I don't think – we've talked about, obviously, that Justin Sin and Johan Fran are brothers, but – What are the possibilities, and what is the probability of two brothers squaring off for the same team in the same organization?
0-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away. Nothing and two for Alcantara, who is batting 150. Yeah, I mean, you see brothers, of course, typically spread throughout different organizations.
Same organization, same team?
You have to think it was a package deal. That is something we have to ask them about.
Yeah, absolutely.
0-2 to Alcantara. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. He sat down on three pitches, much like Antonio Anderson, to lead off here in the sixth. Red Sox got a runner in scoring position in Johan Fran Garcia. They lead it 5-3. Two gone in the bottom of the sixth inning here in Salem. Can the brother, the older brother, drive in the younger brother? They've done it before, both last year and this year. Can they do it again? Jostingson, 0-for-1 with a pair of walks today. Already has an RBI, walked in a run. First pitch, he swings, chops it left side. Gloved on a hop by Hanau. He takes two steps, throws to first, and it got away. Juan Benjamin was pulled off the bag. He was able to corral it. It moves Johan Fran to third. Jostingson Garcia legs it out to first.
Yeah, that's going to go down likely as an E6 on Angel Hanau. And what an opportunity now for the Salem Red Sox. Runners at the corners gifted with two down. And Nathaniel Yuten, who is arguably with the Garcia brothers, been one of the hotter hitters in this Red Sox order. Man, oh man, if he comes through here, going to give Salem a three-run advantage.
Best 1-2 punch in the lineup for Liam Carroll tonight. It comes 6-7, or 5-6, I should say, in Garcia and Yuten. First pitch, he takes it downstairs, 1-0. Skipped in the dirt, blocked by Lopez. Runners on the corners, two gone, 5-3 lead for the Sox. You could call it insurance here in the home half of the sixth, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if five runs are going to win this game.
I don't think they are. Track record says not. Seven runs yesterday in a 7-2 win for Lynchburg. 11 runs on Tuesday. Pick off to first. Head first slide for Garcia. He's in there. 1-0 the count for Nathaniel Yuten, a 316 hitter. Massive, game-changing, 3-RBI double in the third. That came with two outs, and the bases loaded. Another two-out situation with runners on the corners. 1-0 pitch. Misses just a hair below the zone on a breaking ball. 2-0. And that is really half in, half out there.
Yeah, that's a borderline one. Although I will say, Theo Arn has been consistent there.
Yeah, oh yeah. First and third for the Sox. Two gone. Nathaniel Yuten at the dish. Righty on lefty matchup. Jacek deals. 2-0. Swing and a foul tip. Back to the backstop. 2-1.
You know, Theo Arndt, our home plate umpire, was the one who obviously tossed Liam Carroll on Tuesday for arguing balls and strikes in the based on track, man. The zone has been much more acknowledged today, if you will, for the home plate umpire.
No doubt about
it. He's done a nice job.
2-1 to U10. Fastball sizzles outside. Three balls and a strike. A walk would load him. Base hit would definitely score at least one for Nathaniel U10. 5-3 Sox on top here in the bottom of the sixth. Big moment in the ball game. Jacek and the Hillcats looking to work out of a jam. 3-1 pitch. Runner goes from first. It's called a strike. Throw down to second, and it just trickles away. So Garcia is in there. I think he would have been in there regardless with a stolen bag. Carter, he is 9-for-9 on the season with stolen bases.
He's ridiculous. The speed on the base pass is insane. And I mean, he's the one who created that third run on the Nathaniel Yetan bases clearing double. I mean, two runs were going to score, but Garcia just continued to wind through third. Don't know if he missed a stop sign or not. We'll have to go back and see. Scored, and speed makes a difference to get on the base pass.
Payoff pitch on the way. He swings. Hard hit ground ball left side. Gloved by Pastrano. He waits, throws to first in time for the final out. An anticlimactic conclusion as the Red Sox strand runners on second and third. Yetan heading into that at-bat, Carter, was 5-13 with two outs so far this season. He drops to 5-14. But 5-13, not bad, including that 3-RBI double earlier tonight. That helped the Red Sox. They lead it 5-3, but they don't score there. Top of the seventh after this. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here in Salem, 5-3, Red Sox on top. And the Red Sox are cruising. Four runs in the bottom of the third inning, one run in the bottom of the fourth. You got to think, though, Carter, Red Sox might need just a little bit more to get over the hump, especially the way that the Hillcats have been able to respond. Lynchburg put up a two-piece in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a fairly even game, but two-run advantage now for the Salem Sox.
First pitch to Luis Durango as he fouls off a bunt left side. Nothing and one. Roy Monblanco remains on the hill for the Red Sox. Now entering his second full inning of work. Came in for the final out back in the fifth after two runs scored off a two-run blast from Angel Hanau. He kicks. He deals. 0-1. Fastball inside. Ball and a strike for Luis Durango. He's batting .320 on the year. One of the hotter bats in the series. It was a base hit in the third. He flew out to right in the fourth. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball, foul territory, left side, long run for the Red Sox, and it just doinks down on the warning track, 1-2.
A nice job by Blanco to continue to work ahead here. Give the Sox an opportunity. Working ahead, obviously, is so crucial. And, you know, as we head back to the top of the order in just a minute, it's going to continue to be that much more crucial against guys like Benjamin and Napshek and Angel Hanau as well, who homered earlier in the contest.
1-2. Fastball just high. Two balls and two strikes for Luis Durango. Carter, you talk about efficient pitching. Roman Blanco sat him down 1-2-3 in the sixth. He deals the 2-2. Swing and a fly ball. Left field. We got a man out there. Yetan. And it falls over his head on the warning track. Rounding first and heading for second is Durango. He stops there with a leadoff stand-up double. Boy, Yetan, it felt like he could have got there and just kind of lost track of it in the lights and saw it fly over his head. Didn't have a whole lot of hustle after that baseball.
Yeah, kind of got caught twisting and turning on that one. The backspin had to be probably pretty ridiculous. And Durango from the left side able to kind of knock it down the left field line. And hit it hard, though. And all of a sudden now, the Hillcats, I mean, they're going to threaten here in the seventh, and against a two-run game. This is a big, big-time situation now for Salem.
Here's Juan Benjamin. Ready on lefty. Blanco looks to second, deals the first pitch. It's swung on, hit back up the middle, hits off the right shin of Blanco. It's gloved by Montero at first. The carom helps Salem, and he steps on first for the first out. It does move the runner in Durango to third. Blanco kind of taking a moment here, limping this one off as he was tagged on the right shin. Nevertheless, Juan Montero makes a heck of a play off the carom to grab the out.
That's a break for the Salem Red Sox, too, because that got Blanco pretty good. And literally, if you're watching on MILB TV, you're able to see it right now, but it literally caromed right to the first base bag in Juan Montero. So hopefully Blanco's okay. I mean, that's scary, but that's one of those that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, you're probably going to feel it a little bit more than you do right now.
Yeah. Besides the double, Roymond Blanco is cooking. That was, by the way, Carter, 91-mile-an-hour fastball over the plate, hit right back over the middle at 97 off the bat. So definitely going to leave a mark.
It's also your routine 1-3 putout.
Well, when it's not hit 97 back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt. Well, despite the double, like I was mentioning, Blanco sat him down 1-2-3 with three balls hit right to Juan Montero, the first baseman. That was in the sixth inning. 3-1 put out, and then a ground out, a G3. That's how I write it in my book. Again, everybody scores a little bit differently. And you look at what Blanco has done, 15 pitches, pounding the zone, 12 strikes. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. I think he's going to take a couple of warm-up tosses to make sure he's okay. And the smart move, too, by Liam Carroll and the training staff here in Salem.
Well, he deals there. I think they're looking to see that there's no, you know, kind of hesitancy in the follow-through on the plant.
Yeah. Well, and I think I'd have to see one more look. But
Did it get the back leg?
I was going to say, I think I got the back leg.
So
that's on his plant foot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got the right leg. And they give him a fist bump. He's gonna stay in there. Things you love to see. 8 hits for the Hillcats, 6 hits for the Red Sox. You flip that, though, and the Red Sox have a 5-3 lead. Big opportunity here, though, for Lynchburg. They got a runner on third with one gone for Christian Knapcheck. Righty on lefty matchup. Infield playing in for the Sox on the corners. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a fly ball into the gap right center field. Josting Sin-Garcia chasing after it, and it falls in front of him on the warning track. One run comes in to score. Knapcheck hauling around second. Throw to third is in time. Was the tag there? No. Field umpire Liana Ricks said that he was safe with a run scoring triple.
Oh, Knapcheck crushed that one out to right center. A run's going to score, but this is a crucial call down at third. Because obviously if you're out, you're out. But if you're safe, I mean, that's the tying run down there. Let's see the replay on MILB TV. And he's safe, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is. And it was the tag. The throw was gorgeous. But the tag was not there. Good call by Liana Ricks, the field umpire. Lugo couldn't get the glove down in time. Here's Angel Hanau. First pitch. Fastball high and away, 1-0. And folks, Lynchburg within one. It is 5-4. They have the tying run on third base just 90 feet away with only one out. And again, we said, 5 runs, probably not enough to win it if you're the Sox. Infield playing in. Blanco kicks and deals, 1-0. Fastball cranked back foul, 1-1.
And you're seeing the third baseman, Lugo, as well, play about 7 to 8 steps to the left of the bag.
Righty on lefty matchup. Angel Hanau is in, a 348 hitter. Had that 2-run homer earlier today. He is 2-for-3. Blanco delivers, 1-1. Swung on, lifted foul, left side, escaping into the seats, 1-2. Probably the best bat to be up right now if you're the Lynchburg Hillcats, and I don't think the way that Angel Hanau plays both offense and defense, he'll be in Lynchburg very long.
Well, there's a couple of those guys on this team, and two of them are still on the bench if you're Jordan Stevens.
1-2 the count. Blanco brings it home. Skips up in the dirt. Blocked by Garcia. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Jordan Smith, excuse me, second-year manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats.
High-intensity situation here in Salem. Runner on third for the Hillcats. 5-4, Sox on top. Clinging on to a 1-run lead. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 gone for Angel Hanau. Righty on lefty. Blanco kicks and deals. 2-2. Swung on, fisted back, foul. Drops in front of us. 2-2 it'll remain.
Well, what do you go with here? I mean, you have a runner on third. You don't want to spike one in the dirt if need be. I mean, you trust Johan Fran Garcia, but that's the tie-in run at third. And with Lugo off the bag, able to get a substantial lead as well.
The 2-2. Breaking ball a hair high out of the zone. Three balls and two strikes. Carter, that was in there, according to our TrackMan data. That was strike three. Instead, it's full. Long look in for Blanco. Shakes his head no. Now nods yes. Brings it to the belt. Runner on third, one gone. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. Throw down to third. They did not get him there. Head first slide saw Knapchat get back in there safely. Crowd didn't agree. Regardless, there is two gone. And the runner stays on third here in Salem.
It's a big strike out of Angel Hanau. Let's see the replay on MILB TV as here comes Juan Rivera. And that's a tough angle from here. But he may have gotten in there, head first slide. Great job by our crew throughout Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Oh, yeah. First strikeout of the night for Roymond Blanco. Good time as we get a mound visit here. All infield converges for the Salem Sox. Well, if you're listening to the audio stream on the MILB app or MILB.com or the Salem Red Sox website, appreciate that. Highly encourage you. Subscribe to MILB TV.
You get the full experience.
Everybody in the room to our right does a sensational job. Our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, does incredible work. They put a lot of work into it. I would say, to no credit of you and I sitting here, has nothing to do with the broadcasters, one of the highest quality streams in minor league ball. Here's Wilfredo Antunez. First pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and in, and there's nothing in one. Now the count with two gone, runner on third. The tying run just 90 feet away here for the Hillcats. They've scored one in the top of the seventh inning to make it a 5-4 game. Ready on lefty matchup. Blanco deals, 0-1. Fastball lifted into the air, popped up in the infield, right side, underneath it. De Leon makes the catch for out number three. Blanco gets out of the jam with one out and runner on third. He gets the two final outs that the Red Sox needed, and they hang on to that one-run lead. It's 5-4. We go to the bottom of the seventh after this. Red Sox do up with 7-8-9 in the batting order. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long here on MILB.com and MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We got ourselves a good one headed to the bottom of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-4, Red Sox on top, looking for their first home win of the 2024 season and their first win of the year over the Lynchburg Hillcats. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Thanks so much for joining us on MILB TV and MILB.com. Sox ready to go 7-8-9. First pitch to Framie De Leon, and he fouls it back on a fastball at the knees. Nothing and one. Jack Jacek remains on the hill for the Lynchburg Hillcats. That is the third arm of the day for Lynchburg. Nothing and one, the count and the pitch. Breaking ball skips in the dirt, blocked by Lopez. One and one, now the count. Framie De Leon, the second baseman for the Red Sox, batting seventh. 0 for 2 with a walk today. Hit into a huge double play in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Fastball high, two balls and a strike for De Leon. Playing just his third game at the single-A level. Elevated, brought up to single-A Salem here this past week. Making his second appearance, the 2-1. Swing on, fly ball left field, and an ankle grab made by Durango out in left for the first out.
Yeah, twisting and turning, Durango able to trail in and make the play on De Leon. Nice play, though, and one up, one down. Juan Montero now tries to strike up a rally. Single has last him up back in the fifth.
Red Sox could really use some insurance here. Up 5-4, but Lynchburg slowly chipping away. First pitch to Juan Montero. This is cranked the other way. Hit off the hands. Right side, chasing under it the right fielder Gonzalez. He dives in foul territory, and he can't haul it in. Allowed, nothing in one. It took quite a bit of effort
from
the Hillcats defense.
Yeah, nice effort there by Gonzalez. And yeah, that's a tough play.
Nearly got there. So Juan Montero stays in there at 0-1. He had a base hit in the fifth. Was stranded at second after stealing. 1-for-3 altogether today for Juan Montero. Jacek deals, the 0-1. Check swing, pitch misses down and away, an appeal first base side, and Liano Rick says he didn't go. 1-1 the count.
Probably a good call there. Montero looked like he indeed did hold up. You know, for Salem, too, you know, a one-run game, you really want to get one more here to at least feel good about yourselves going into the eighth.
No doubt, as Montero swings and misses. On a breaking ball down and in. Count now 1-2. Bases empty. One gone. 5-4 lead for the Sox. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Righty on righty. 1-2 to Montero. He swings, rips it up the middle. Hit on the ground. Takes a weird hop. Knapchek has it, and he throws on to first in time. Two away.
I don't know what that may have hit. I don't know if it hit off.
I know what it hit.
Yeah, I got a piece of the clay.
It hit. What was it?
I really don't want to say this wrong.
I know. I know. It was Will Cole, by the way.
Yes.
Our incredible, incredible director of Here's the First Pitch, and it misses down and in to Andy Lugo. Matter of fact, I should know this, his exact title, but he is in charge of everything that goes on with the field maintenance, and he does a wonderful job. The 1-0. Called a strike, 1-1. Probably the busiest guy.
Oh, yeah.
At the ballpark, because he is here long after the game to get it ready for tomorrow, way before anybody else to get it ready on game day. Here's the 1-1. Skips in the dirt, 2-1. And you had said last week that it hit off a rock.
Yeah.
And he said today, he said, by the way, you've been sitting on that for over a week. First time you two had met. Will's a great guy. He said, by the way, that was, I want to say, 2-1 the count, by the way. And Lugo calls
Google this
time. And a pitch clock violation is assessed to Jacek. And he says, are you kidding me? It's now 3-1. Something clay. It's the way it collects together. It made sense
it
when
did.
He said it. And now it's going to bother me.
I'm going to pull it up.
3-1. Called a strike, found count full, and Lugo is ready to toss his bat. 5-4 the score for the Sox, and in a big game with a payoff pitch coming, two outs, bottom of the seventh, one-run game. Here we are talking about clay. Payoff pitch. Ring him up, strike three. Lugo looks at a breaking ball that paints the outside corner. Great pitch from Jacek, and that brings the inning to a close. 5-4 Sox on top. Still clinging on to a one-run lead. Top of the eighth after this. Carter's going to take over when we come back. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth, and a good one here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-4, Red Sox on top, trying to hang on to a one-run lead. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Clark?
Well, Mr. Javon Heater, I appreciate you there. 5-4, the Salem Sox, and tonight, the Salem Beermongers lead it over the Lynchburg Hillcats here in the top half of the eighth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game three of the six-game set as the Sox look for their first home victory of the 2024 season. Isaac Stebbins is the new pitcher on the bump for Salem as it goes 5-6-7 in the Lynchburg order. Robert Lopez, Esteban Gonzalez, and Tommy Hawk. Righty on left to start the frame. Long looking, Wines fire, swinging a pop-up down the left field line. It will trail foul. And the count is 0-1 on Mr. Lopez. 1-for-3 on the day. A ground out, a single, and a ground out. By the way, we're trying to find out the name of this clay on the field. Stephen Langdon's in here now. Let's see if we can get the verdict here.
Calcified clay.
Calcified clay. 0-1 is a breaking ball that just missed trimming the outer edge. It's 1-1.
Now,
oh, Will gave you a call.
Does he? Calcified, so he's clay. Listening. Will's listening.
Okay.
By
okay.
the way, I couldn't think of the words either.
1-1. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't.
I kept calling him field maintenance, whatever.
Grounds crew.
Will Cole is the head of grounds crew.
Yes.
And I'm going to look up his official title because Will's the best. And we owe him that, no doubt.
2-1 to Lopez. Rocks and fires. It's a fastball that trims the inner edge for a strike. And just like that, it's 2-2. Now, Lopez did not appreciate the call on the inner half. And looking at TrackMan, it just did catch the inner half of the plate. So nonetheless, 2-2 on Lopez, the starting catcher for the Hillcats. Two balls, two strikes, and Stebbins deals. Misses, low and away in the dirt, 3-2 on the fastball. 9 hits on the day for the Hillcats. 6-4 the Salem Red Sox. Salem trying to hold off Lynchburg and secure their first home win of the season. 3-2 the pitch, wave and a miss, got him, strike three. That is a big-time strikeout for Isaac Stebbins, and there's one down here in the eighth.
Will Cole, former Penn State Nittany Lion alum. He is the director of field operations.
Okay, there you
go.
This
is his official title.
No, they do a really good job here. As here's Esteban Gonzalez, first pitch, swing and a tipper down the first baseline. It chops foul, and the count is quickly 0-1. I mean, I've mentioned it to you multiple times. I mean, the field is just so picturesque here. On opening weekend, it was phenomenal. Considering the weather that week as well. 0-2, winds and fires. Check swing, did he go? And yes, he did, according to field umpire Leona Ricks. And by the way, now it's 0-2, I should say. It was an 0-1 pitch by Stebbins. Gonzalez, a strikeout. A single and a ground out back in the sixth. 0-2, winds and fires. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. And Gonzalez stays alive. Salem at 5-6 on the season. Lynchburg 5-6 as well. Hillcats lead the overall series 6-0-7 to 6-0-5. 0-2 the pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three. Got him with a breaking ball and back-to-back strikeouts to lead off the frame. Sends us to Tommy Hawk, the center fielder.
That is two huge strikeouts here for the Sox, Carter. As they try and hang on to this one-run lead, I mean, need the defense to show up in order to do it. That's a good start. Lynchburg down to their final four outs.
Here's Hawk, first pitch. Just missed inside low at the knees. 1-0. On Tommy Hawk, 1-for-3. Fly out, single, and a ground out. 1-0. Kicks and deals. Swing and a line drive right side. It's through for a base hit. Two out single for Tommy Hawk. He stays hot. And the Hillcats have a base runner here in the eighth.
And it's a well-hit baseball. He continues to have a big impact on this series, Carter. Two base hits today. You can always count on him to get on base. I mean, at least twice, it feels like, if you're Lynchburg.
He's hitting over 320 over the past 2 weeks. Jose Pastrano, first pitch, is a strike on the inner half on the first pitch fastball. Quickly, 0-1. Isaac Stebbins, by the way, fifth appearance of the season. 8 innings, a 1.13 ERA. 0-1, throw to first, not in time. Head first slide for Tommy Hawk. Thursday, Salem Beer Mongers. Great night for baseball here in Salem. Game three of the six-game set. 0-1, kicks in deal. Swing at a foul ball back to the screen, and just like that, nothing in two. Two strikeouts already in the inning for Isaac Stebbins. One here would go a long, long way. As Gio mentioned, Hillcats down to their final four outs. 0-2, the pitch. Just missed on the outer half of the plate. Went with the fastball, and yes, indeed it did miss by about 6 inches, according to TrackMan here in Salem. Theo Arndt, our home plate umpire. Hawk off of first. The 1-2, he takes off. It misses outside. Throw to second will be in time. They got him. Johanfran Garcia guns down Hawk, and we move to the home half of the eighth in Salem. 5-4, the Beer Mongers over the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-4, the Salem Beer Mongers on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats. And what a night for baseball here in Salem, Virginia. Alongside Javon Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us on your Thursday evening, wherever you may be tuning in. As it goes, let's see here. 1-2-3, top of the lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Miguel Blaise, Antonio Anderson, and Johanfran Garcia as the Sox look for some insurance against the right-hander, Jacek. Well, here is Blaise. So far today, he's 0-for-4, trying to come through here and have the leadoff runner reach for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch, kicks and deals. There's a strike in her half on a fastball at the knees, nothing in one. Miguel Blaise, fifth best prospect in Boston's organization. trying to come through here. 0-1. Curls and unfurls. Breaking ball that misses in the dirt outside. It's 1-1.
Let's add some insurance here, Carter.
Be nice. Top of the lineup. Place Anderson Garcia. Johan Frum with the double his last time up. 1-1. Pitch. There's a strike. Middle at the knees. 1-2. Went with the fastball again. Did Jacek.
Miguel usually likes those low fastballs in the zone.
1-2. Rocks and fires there. Strike three, outer half. He froze him with the fastball and blazes down on strikes for the third time today.
Yeah. Struggle bus continues just a little bit for Miguel Blaze.
Brings up Antonio Anderson, who once again will bat from the left side. Two walks, a flyout, and a strikeout today. Two ABs from the left side and two from the right.
That's five for Jason.
First pitch, swinging a ground ball right side on a hop is Knapchek. He gloves, throws to a covering Jacek at first, and it's in time for out number two.
Five strikeouts for Jacek to give the Hillcats a chance here. He's had quite the performance.
Here's Johan Frun Garcia. All right, we were talking about this a few innings ago. Tonight, the Sox are the Salem Beer Mongers, so an alter ego tonight, but how about Saturday when the Malmo Oat Milkers come to town? First pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Leon Ricks, our field umpire. That is a Swedish-based team that I believe every single minor league team will take the alter ego of this season. Saturday is Salem's turn, so the Oat Milkers take a trip to Salem, Virginia. 1-0. Swinging a rifle over to second on the hop is Knapchek. Gloves throws to first. It is well in time for out number three. But the Sox are three outs away from their first home victory of the 2024 season. We'll see if they can get it. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Let the dogs out.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park Nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Three outs away from the Salem Red Sox's first home victory of the 2024 campaign as Isaac Stebbins looks to close it out for the Salem Sox as it goes 8-9-1 in the Hillcats' order to lead off the frame. Alongside Javon Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us on your Thursday evening, wherever you may be tuning in. And the Salem Red Sox are three outs away from snapping that seven-game losing streak at home that dates back to a season ago. And finally, total a win in the win column here in 2024. Jose Pastrano digs in from the left side. He is 1-for-3. First pitch is a bender in the dirt and quickly 1-0 on Pastrano. Single, and actually I should say 1-for-2, had the sack fly back in the fourth. A ground out in the sixth. 1-0, the pitch just missed inside at the knees, 2-0. Jose Pastrano came into this one just 1-for-13 on the season. Hadn't seen a lot of time, trying to come through here in the clutch. 2-0, the pitch, inside it goes, quickly 3-0. And you cannot afford a leadoff walk in this situation. Luis Durango is on deck. And here's the 3-0. It's a four-pitch walk as it misses low and outside. Man, oh, man. That's the second walk of the day. Just the second walk of the day for the Salem Red Sox. And it comes at a pretty inopportune time as Pastrano reaches. And here is Durango, the left fielder. Double back in the seventh for Luis Durango. The third baseman, Lugo, plays in expecting the bunt. First pitch, squares around, lays it down beautifully, and it bends foul. So the count is nothing and one. Two for three for Luis Durango. Single in the third, flew out in the fourth, and the double in the seventh. Salem at 5-6, Lynchburg at 5-6 as well. 0-1, throw to first, not in time. After a slide for Pastrano, as he gets back in there. 10 hits on the day for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 6 for the Salem Red Sox. 0-1. Winds and fires. A breaking ball that misses outside again, 1-1. Now, interestingly enough, this is the second time this season the Sox have been in a save position in the ninth inning at home.
Yes.
On opening day against the Carolina Mudcats. First the 1-1. There's a strike in or half on a fastball above the knees, 1-2.
That's right. The Sox. Boy, how did that one go, Carter?
You had them down to their final strike.
Yeah.
Cooper Pratt had that RBI triple. 1-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Durango down on strikes, and back to the top of the order we go for Juan Benjamin. Yeah, Cooper Pratt, 10th best prospect in Milwaukee system, triple down the line, tied the game up at 5. Sox at the bases, loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, could not score, and the rest is history. Throw to first, not in time, scampering back in was Pastrano. The Mudcats put up a 3 spot in the 10th. And Salem could not respond in the home half. First pitch, rocks and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, nothing in one.
That's such a nice pitch right there.
You know, Stebbins comes across from that three-quarters arm's length. Not exactly sidearm, but definitely not from up top. 0-1, winds, fires. Just missed inside on a fastball. It's 1-1.
I mean, he has an opportunity here to really close the door for the Red Sox.
No doubt about it. 1-1, the pitch, inside again. Fastball at the knees, 2-1.
Would be probably the most impressive pitching performance we've seen this year as far as coming in the situation he has. Has 3 strikeouts to this point. Did surrender that 4-pitch walk to start out.
2-1, winds, fires. High and outside it goes. 3 balls and a strike. Pastrano off of first, leadoff walk. Durango the strikeout. Sox 2 outs away from their first home victory of the season. 3-1, throw to first, not in time. Surging back in Pastrano. Tomorrow night, Sox Hillcats back in action, 7 o'clock. First pitch right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-1, pitch, swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center. We got a guy, Miguel Blase is there. Makes the grab head high for out number 2.
Yeah, had us for a second on the edge of our seats for a moment, but didn't quite get a hold of that breaking ball and hit it. Easy play for Miguel Blase in center field.
Christian Knapchak. The final hope for the Lynchburg Hillcats is Garcia and Stebbins stalk things over on the bump.
Well, he had an RBI triple last at-bat, Carter, and his speed on the pass, he turned what most people would have had as a double into a triple with his aggressive base running.
That was a big play in this game. Christian Knapchak, the former fifth-round pick of the Cleveland Guardians, former Louisville Cardinal, at 2:42 on the season. Pastrano off of first. The first pitch is a strikeout or half on a first pitch fastball. Nothing and one.
92 on the gun, able to pluck the zone. Nice pitch by Stebbins.
One for 4 day for Christian Knapchak at Apollos, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. 0-1, the pitch. Swinging a chopper right back to Stebbins. He backhands, throws to first. It's in time for out number three. And for the first time this season, the Sox are winners here in Salem.
What a night to win a ball game. The beer mongers' jerseys must be good luck tonight because the Sox queuing up dirty water for the first time in 2024. Feels oh so good to hear, my friend.
Cue up dirty water indeed. The Salem Beer Mongers victors for the first time here in 2024 in their home confines of Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, this was a fun one. This was a fun one indeed. Salem 6-6 on the season. The Hillcats now 5-7. And now Lynchburg taking two of the first three. Three more to go, and should be a fun one tomorrow now, Mr. Heater.
Yeah,
final thoughts.
Looking forward to tomorrow, Red Sox. Hey, you know, 10 hits for Lynchburg, 6 for Salem. That's one thing that you'd like to see kind of equalize as the week continues to move on. But Red Sox made the most of their 6 hits. Take you back to that big four-piece in the third inning. It was timely hitting out of the Red Sox. They did it with 2 outs tonight,
yeah,
which they have not done a lot this year. 5-4. Found a way defensively to really, really hunker down those last 2 innings. 2 donuts on the scoreboard in the 8th and the 9th for Lynchburg after 1 run in the 7th made things very, very interesting, and Red Sox were able to hunker down and pick up the win.
Well, your final score, Salem 5, the Lynchburg Hillcats 4, as the Sox are victorious in Salem for the first time in 2024. Well, for our entire crew in the booth, just to our right here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark, for our audio and video producer and manager, Stephen Langdon, who does a phenomenal job crossing the I's and dotting the T's and making everything happen behind the scenes. For my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem, and we will talk to you tomorrow. We're on the air, by the way. This is important to note. At 6:40, first pitch is at 7.
Yes,
in
sir.
Game 4 of this 6-game set. Again, for Carter Hill, for Giovanni Heater, for everybody else, so long from Salem, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, hoping for another Sox victory. Good night, everybody.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.